I'm Rusty. The Drew and Mike Show.
It's phlegmy.
Emanating from the DealsNetD.com studios. After a little break, but Trudy's back.
Yeah.
Trudy only had one day off.
I had 9 hours of sleep, though, one night.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Feels good.
It does.
Mark Brandon and Zooves, as technically, or well, not technically, but realistically, this is the first day of October.
It's our first day.
Oh, hunting season's open then.
On October 1st?
Yeah.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were a hunter.
Big time. That's why I was off yesterday. I was getting my blind set up.
Nice.
Why are you laughing? What if I was? Trudy.
Mark, I respect your right to hunt.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you could say.
Bow hunting, too. None of that cheap gun stuff.
Oh.
Just bows.
Nothing against guns, but yeah.
Fake. Well,
sure. Did you bag anything?
No, I'm going tomorrow morning.
Oh, good for you.
We're on Facebook Live again, brought to you by Grow Green MI, the country's largest hydro store where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the grower. They're the only store in the state stocked with hundreds of Fluent spiders and razors, as well as Science Raging Kush and Kales. Don't wait a month after you order from another store to get your new LEDs. Head to Grow Green, where they have them in stock, all at the lowest prices in the country. Shop where the commercial growers grow. Grow Green on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online, growgreenmi.com.
I was going to try my hand at growing some weed. Steven said he'd give me some of his seeds to get started.
They've got integrity over there, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I think I'll just grow my own weed.
Oh, yeah, I'm growing my own weed.
I enjoy growing my own weed now.
I'll grow my own weed.
Mention the podcast, get hooked up with a free shirt with any light purchase from Grow Green MI.
Smoke weed every day.
South Park was
cool.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. Well, I guess we start with the Lions.
Wow.
I did not realize that we were still falling for the victory and defeat thing.
What do you mean?
And people were excited that they only lost and they could have won.
Because it was so different. It was such a different way to lose. They didn't really beat themselves. They were beaten by Mahomes.
They were up 30-27 with 2 minutes left.
Of course.
Less than 2 minutes left. 4th and 8.
That's right. You know, all the noise about the fumbles and the bad calls and all that, it really does boil down to stopping.
They still could have won the game.
The best quarterback in the league on a 4th and 8.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No.
Although you got to 4th and 8.
That was damn exciting. That was probably the most exciting Lions game I've seen in a long time.
I didn't watch the whole game, but what I watched, it was a wild game. Some wild calls. And in the end, I think a lot of people felt like the Lions got screwed. But, you know, if you look at the Chargers and the Eagles games, I think the ball was kind of bouncing their way there.
Oh, definitely the Eagles game, yeah.
Not in this game. Stafford was an absolute warrior playing hurt. Yep. I thought he played really well.
The team looked good. I guess we just expect so little of them.
Well, it is exciting to have some hope that the Lions can stay with good teams.
They look like a real NFL team. They do. I mean, that's ludicrous to say, but
2-1-1, and off to where's next week?
They're off, and then it's Monday night against Green Bay.
Ooh,
October 14th at Green Bay.
Oh, interesting.
Lambeau.
Oh, that's a cool game.
That's huge for the season, man.
And I was just looking at a headline where quarterback Shea Patterson gets redemption versus Rutgers.
There's no such thing as redemption against Rutgers.
What is that? What is this PR bubble I live in with Michigan football? Well, actually, Braylon Edwards burst the bubble because he had some not-so-nice things to say.
Get a new act, Braylon.
He said Michigan is turning into Oklahoma State and Gundy. 9 wins a year, he was nothing else.
He was their quarterback, that's why.
No, Mike Gundy.
Yeah, he was their quarterback.
Oh.
He was Barry Sanders' quarterback at Oklahoma State.
Isn't there a coach named Mike Gundy?
That's who he's talking about. I'm 40. I'm a man. That Mike Gundy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That guy. The one who doesn't like tweets and stuff.
I thought he made some funny points. He said, why is Michigan looking for kids from two-parent homes with white picket fences and 1,600 SATs?
Whoa.
They need the trouble kids.
I'll give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Turn them into Michigan men. I don't think all the Michigan players come from two-parent homes with 1,600 SATs. I'm guessing.
I think he's trying to illustrate the point, and I think it's a fair point. Can you win being, you know, the high academic
privileged
standards that he wants to have? Because it worked at Stanford.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
They really don't cut anybody any breaks?
Who? I don't know. Do they?
It sounds like an eight-mile argument. Like you can't be from Cranbrook and be legit.
That's, yeah, I think that's in the arena.
It's kind of a stupid argument. There's 120 kids on the team, 85 scholarships. They come from all different kinds of backgrounds.
I have a really hard time believing from that any school. Team that is in the top 20 in the country does not make exceptions for football players. But I don't know. Maybe he's right.
Great exceptions, yeah.
No skilled big shots on offense. That was his main bitch, that they just don't get the big players. And the article itself said Michigan has not had a first-round pick since 2005 on offense. Okay. 2007, maybe? And they mentioned some, I think there are four guys who have been picked in the second or third round. And in that same period, Ohio State said 17 drafted.
I guess we should just quit.
Yeah, do it.
What is this point?
I thought that was a good point. I mean, Michigan used to have a back every year that was
sure.
a superstar, and they always had a great wideout and pretty good quarterbacks. I don't know. Just say it.
The motto was never give up. I've heard that motto before.
The story I read was that Shea Patterson got redemption. Everything's on track now. They got the offensive coordinator.
Did Braylon...
offensive coordinator's on the field now. He was in the booth. That's why they lost to Wisconsin, because he was upstairs. And the quarterback, Shea Patterson, needed him on the field. And now everything is fine.
Sure. We'll see.
That's what they told
me. See Saturday.
And then I might as well wrap up the football with Tom Brady, whose popularity is tied to the rise in white rage and white supremacy.
No, it's because he's hot.
Because he wins.
Any of that other complicated stuff.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
Is that Tom Brady is creating white supremacy and white rage?
Was there a lot of white rage in 2000 and 2001 when he came out?
No, it's all associated with him.
Oh, ever so he started,
he,
wow.
Yeah, he's, it's all tied to him.
Part of the master plan.
Yes.
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
Oh, not really. He had a bad game.
Yeah, he did not. He's very salty afterwards, too.
Yeah, if they only had AB.
I love that. I love that question they posed to him, though.
I know. How obnoxious.
I know. Because he's not going to answer. He never answers. And that's part of that guy's problem with that article, is that I don't think he's ever seen Tom Brady answer any questions, because he doesn't. He's a robot. He doesn't answer any questions.
Can we have AB's tweet?
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the educational prowess at Central Michigan. When someone who's been through 3 years of Central Michigan does not know how to spell the word do.
He donated benches,
wait,
though.
Wait,
do? Do. His assignment is do. He spelled it D-O.
My English paper is due by my English paper due by tonight, 12 a.m. Need a prof reader. Make sure A's, B's.
Oh, my God. The poor person who's reading it.
English 303?
Make sure A's, B's. That's not really A's great English. Does he want to play again? Because I heard he retired, and then now he does want to play?
Of course he wants to play.
Okay.
He's going to the XFL.
Oh, I hope so. No, with Andrew Luck.
That would be, you know, it would be hilarious to see him bust his knee up in the XFL.
Jesus.
I know it's completely absurd.
No, it'd be funny.
Just the fact that he would ever be in the XFL is hilarious.
They only want character people.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
And 33 still.
Wonder how that investigation's going with the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Didn't they interview her for a whole week?
They were going to hurry. They had that girl in there for 10 hours.
I guess it doesn't matter anymore now that he's been cut.
Okay.
Should we call him?
Yeah, we call him. Why not?
You got his number, Brandon?
Been off for 4 days. I'm loosey-goosey.
Maybe he is, too.
Help him with his proofreading.
His prof reading?
Prof reading. Sorry.
By the way, you can bet on any of these exciting teams we're talking about on MyBookie. You can bet on fantasy on MyBookie. Overs, unders, all that stuff. And, in fact, I laid a couple bets. Didn't work out so well this weekend. After last weekend, which was 5-4, I lost on Michigan State. Because I guess they were favored by more than 9. And
the end of the game didn't matter then?
No. And I bet against the Lions, too.
Tisk, tisk.
And the line was bigger. But hopefully... How'd you do on my account, Brandon? Maybe I'm buoyed by that.
I did lose. I lost something.
What?
What?
What are you doing on my account?
Well, this was one that I made a while ago. I made a bet that the Cowboys would be the last undefeated team, and it was just based off their schedule.
Why is it on my site?
Because yours was already logged in.
Yours is already. You should have logged out, Drew. It's your fault.
That's not a guarantee. That's not a lock.
I didn't want to lose your password, so I didn't log you out.
That's good. That's a good one.
You're welcome.
It's legit.
But you lost.
I did. Yeah.
I thought it was only locks from now on.
Okay. Well.
What did Devin Singletary do?
He's still out. He's getting healthy. He only needs 200 more yards, and he's got a.
Wait, he's been out for 2 weeks now.
Not out of time.
Yeah, but he's got 12 games to get. To get 200 yards.
I don't know.
Easy peasy.
We'll see. See about that. Anyway, go to mybookie.ag, promo code Drew, D-R-E-W. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.ag. Again, promo code is Drew. NFL season, the best time of year. You can bet on so many things on there, too, at mybookie.ag. Drew. Okay, so AB, let's see. Let's tell him we want to work. We want to proofread his assignment.
You mean proofread it?
Oh, Hall Financial Hotline is open, by the way. Proofread it. Maybe that's what he meant. Isn't it having a professor read it? Is that a word?
Yes. Now it is.
Righteous Rick checking in on Facebook Live.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming he's getting the same face tattoo that Aaron Carter got, because they're buddies. Rick, are you? Anybody see his face tattoo?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We should call him today, too.
Dramatic.
It's one of my favorite tattoos of all time.
I still like Tyson's. I like. I'm old school.
That was good.
Like
I
Tyson's.
I liked his. Yeah. It grew on me.
It works for him too.
Boo.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
It must be killing him. He can't answer the phone.
I know. It might be us. Will anyone also get the same Aaron Carter? Will his fans get the tattoo, maybe, to show their love of him?
His fans are pretty loyal.
He's talking some real crap, like he's the biggest star out there. I mean, he sounds like Sheen in the Tiger Blood days, doesn't he? Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Taking everybody on.
Right.
Pushing back against the trolls.
That does sound...
Duh. Winning.
Charlie should blow in a call.
Hey, kids.
Knock him down.
Your dad's a rock star. And I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
I got to tell you, I don't understand any of these people anymore. Not Aaron, I'll leave Aaron Carter out of it, but I was watching the coverage today of the impeachment inquiry and all the crap that's happened, which, by the way, was so nice to be away from for 4 days, to just not be watching TV and even thinking about it.
Yeah, you need to do that more often.
Trump blows my mind. Why is he calling this guy about this? Whether it's impeachable or not, I just, what? And then now he has to fight everyone who, I mean, he has to push back against everyone. I think of the guy being 73 going, I don't even know why he wants to be president. Why would he want to be reelected? Why would he want to fight impeachment? He just fought this Russia thing. I would be so worn out if I was him.
Well,
I don't have time to tweet.
Because he hasn't drained his energy bar. Still pretty high.
How can he
no
have
energy?
Seriously, how can he have the energy for this? And then Joe Biden.
Adderall?
How, yeah. Well,
are there Adderall with rumors?
That's what a lot of people theorize, yeah.
Well, if he was
low
just...
low-energy person.
But you'd think it would make him ill after a while if he was doing that much Adderall.
Let's do more.
Then Joe Biden is like, why does he want to be president?
I don't know.
He's 76, I think? 75, 76? It's crazy.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And then there's Rudy Giuliani. He's flying to Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, would you want to be his age? He's going through a divorce right now, by the way. Flying to Ukraine 2 or 3 times to work on this Hunter Biden thing? I mean, why? Rudy Giuliani used to be a highly respected guy. Everyone loved him. Now he's a complete kook.
Freaking Giuliani!
I mean, honestly, I don't know how kooky he is. He seems kooky, and it's said that he's extremely kooky. He's working pro bono for Trump because he's going through a divorce. So he doesn't want to make more money that he has to pay his third wife.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. If he's out there about that, then why can't her lawyer? I mean, aren't there steps you can take against?
Well,
well, they're trying to. But
the more he makes, I guess, this year might hurt him in the long. I don't know. I mean, who cares? John Oliver had a little thing about him that one of his complaints in divorce is that she took the cable box and the remote controls.
Yeah. He has to watch TV on his iPad.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
What a mess.
I know.
Fighting over?
So anyway,
not custody of that kid?
I'm going through all these people. Then there's the whistleblower. It's like the whistleblower who, by the way, there's a bounty on him. There's death threats and all that. And is anyone going to investigate the bounty that someone put up? Because that was reported today. There's a $50,000 bounty over
his
head.
It's real.
I know, but it's being reported, so I'm assuming it's real. And I would think he'd get death threats anyway.
Well, his lawyer
routine death threats.
His or her lawyer said that.
Well, wouldn't they be investigating death threats towards
a
whistleblower?
Of course they would.
Great lawyer.
I mean, I would expect people to be arrested. But that guy wants to testify. And I'm going, why would you want to? Can you imagine being that guy?
Well, not publicly.
On TV, your face.
Not publicly.
Yeah, they'll get out.
Yeah.
We'll know who he is. Don't you think? Oh, yeah.
I don't know, because there's this talk about the lawyers need to get some clearance so they can
Trump will say his name. Trump will accidentally say his name.
Yeah. Well, he wants to meet with him face to face.
He does. Hey, you're supposed to be able to confront your accusers.
Wait a minute, though. That's a CIA agent.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a fair fight. Trump may think that he can take him, right?
Yeah, but he's the president, Trudy.
That's why he wants to be face to face.
He just wants to confront him, Trudy.
Fight him.
Yeah.
But would you want to be the whistleblower? If you saw something like going on, would you go, you know what? I know it'll be insane when everybody finds out who I am. I'll be in a Twitter battle to end all Twitter battles for the rest of my life, but I'm going to do it. I feel that strong.
Well, that's why the whistleblower didn't want to be the whistleblower.
No, right. He's a secondhand whistleblower.
Uh-huh.
But even the first whistleblower, I wouldn't want to be that guy. Because then he's like, who told you this? It's like, that guy did. And then that guy's like, oh, my God, his life blows up.
The whistle's gone. Woo!
The only person in this whole thing who I can even understand anything they're doing because it makes sense.
Trump?
No.
Oh.
Hunter Biden. He made 50 grand a month for a couple of appearances.
I know. Did a really stupid article about a month ago, and now he can hide out forever.
Yeah, I was just reading. He was partners with John Kerry's stepson.
Yeah, the Hines. That wasn't that big article.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they split up because Hines thought this Burisma thing was BS. But taking 50 grand for doing that and you're a scumbag already anyway?
Yeah.
What? I mean, that makes sense. Work for a lot of money.
If you don't mind, yeah.
The rest of them, everyone's like, I would just want, I mean, don't they have friends and family and things they like to do? I mean, instead of fighting with people all the time,
I mean, honestly, they like doing that.
The back and forth, I think
Trump and Giuliani like doing that.
I guess they do. But I would
stupid
think
stupid government.
When you're 72, 73 years old, I would think it would start wearing you down. But I mean, I'd be fetal if I were either one of them. If I was Biden, if I was any of them, I'd be fetal.
I think Biden is occasionally fetal.
He might be.
He straightens up and
there's a big. Did you guys see the story about how Obama was really sick of Biden?
No.
It's the lead story in the Daily Mail. Check it out, Trudy, because I didn't get a chance to read
that.
Maybe you guys can find. Yeah, well, you know, anybody you're with for a long time, I think it can happen. But why is it so funny when it's those two? I mean, I can see.
They would not be friends in any scenario whatsoever.
And I agree.
Apparently, Biden's kind of a blabbermouth.
He's a clown, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little.
We have to do a make good already, or just add to that.
What?
Yeah, I guess that's what's being off.
Oh, my God.
Does to things.
Clients. Just kidding, PJ. The Grogreen MI Fall Harvest Expo is this Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 5. Over 120 vendors, free samples, presentations, a clone swap, four seed companies, and the lowest prices of the year throughout the store. This event is totally free and open to everyone. Also, $10,000 worth of giveaways, trimmer demos, glass blowers, food trucks, free event to the first 400.
Whoa.
Wait, Boston George is signing autographs?
Yes, the Boston George.
The Boston George.
He's related to Boston Rob.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Johnny Depp from Blow?
George Jung?
Johnny Depp? Wait, oh, George Jung? Is that who that is?
Is that who that is?
George Jung? Wait,
isn't
George Jung was from the Boston area.
I guess you'll have
to. Boston George?
I don't know.
Would that be him?
You'll have to go to the expo to find out.
This Saturday.
How about I cut us down some of our homegrown weed and we get baked?
I'm in.
This Saturday, 10 to 5 at the Grogreen MI Fall Harvest Expo. Click grogreenmi.com. Who else has drops
for
their advertisers?
It is George Jung.
It is George Jung?
Yeah, he's known as Boston George.
Why did they say George Jung? I would have known exactly who it was.
Yeah. Or George Johnny from Depp. Blow. Yeah.
Come on, PJ. We know all these references. Our friends and original sponsors, Ott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And yes, it is exciting as it sounds. During Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like a 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166. Maybe the Mac Daddy. You could lease the new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $268 a month.
The Mac Daddy.
Our friends at Zotto have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, we wouldn't stop. We would not leave the Ram trucks out. And you can lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And they've got a ton of Rams to choose from, so see details in their massive inventory at dealsinad.com. Meanwhile, are you finding anything interesting, Trudy?
The eye roll is pretty funny.
You looked really bored.
Rolled his eyes. Oh, I'm concentrating. That's my
concentration. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Dr. Yellow has supported the podcast for almost 2 years now, and that means a few things. He believes in the show, and we've come through for him. Nearly 100 of you have gotten life-changing surgery from Dr. Yaldo on our recommendation, either custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who can't stand the reading glasses. It's a well-thought-out decision. It's important to go with the best and most experienced, and he is number one in Michigan.
Didn't know that, did you, babe? Isn't that wonderful?
30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures. Doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK, and there's a lot of noise out there about low-priced LASIK.
God, I get excited talking about it because I love it.
You go and find out what the real price is. If you have shopped for it, Dr. Yellow promises Drew and Mike listeners that he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to theyaldoeyecenter.com.
I love your eyes.
Oh, that creep. Oh, my God, is he creepy.
They're wrong.
So what happened with Joe and Brock?
He once rolled his eyes because Joe was babbling on too long.
Sounds about right.
And since after they kind of cooled off a bit. And then he wouldn't endorse him because he figured, you know, he's another white guy.
I would have thought
that's a bunch of malarkey.
I would have thought he would have endorsed him.
That's really surprised. According to the author here of Barack and Joe.
Well, Biden said, I don't want his endorsement. And I thought
Who said what first?
Well, I thought the skinny was that Biden sort of knew he wasn't going to get it anyway.
Right.
Unless he won the nomination.
How can you endorse him, too? Because what if he loses in the primary, too? Then you look really stupid.
Well, why can't you just pick somebody else?
He could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do you look stupid and you have to, like, live with that?
You know,
there are no rules anymore, right?
Welcome to the world, Joe.
I feel like I'm having a huge space out here, but in 2016, did Barack want to endorse Hillary Clinton over Joe Biden?
Yeah, he kind of picked her because,
that's according to this.
Yeah, that he thought. And again, this is the author's interpretation that he basically thought it was time for.
Well, okay. Anyway, I don't understand any of those people. I would think they'd want their lives back. All this insanity, I guess I've just around it too much. I watch too much. I love being away from it. And I can't imagine what, I mean, maybe they have other people doing all the work and they just show up and occasionally speak live.
Yeah, that actually sounds like it might be for real.
I can't imagine being mixed up in an argument about this for endless hours every day. And it goes on for months. You know, like the comparisons between 1998 and now were being made, and there were 71 House members. And I'm reading this thing going, oh, this is going to, I know how this is going to turn out. Every Democrat that's still in the House in 1998 voted not to impeach Bill Clinton. And are voting to impeach Donald Trump. Every Republican voted to impeach Bill Clinton and is now not voting to impeach Donald Trump. How is it that your political party can completely dissuade you from the other side? It's either impeachable or it's not.
It's political bullshit.
What was the Linda Tripp thing that was trending on Saturday? I'm like, what? Why is Linda
Tripp was trending?
Linda Tripp?
Really?
Yes, Linda Tripp, because of
Did
the...
Did she break her silence on something?
It was the declaration that Lindsey Graham made that hearsay is what is being... is behind the impeachment investigation. And nobody has ever been impeached over hearsay. And everybody was like, Linda Tripp, hearsay, hearsay. She wasn't...
It's not what he was impeached.
She wasn't in
DNA.
The room. She wasn't in the room there was a blowjob happening.
Oh, that's true. But there's DNA on her dress.
Yes.
I mean, which was incredible when you think about it, that he could have lied. He could still be lying about it. But they actually busted it. I mean, that's incredible. I still can't believe that happened. That a load of his, God, what we've had to endure.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And you know what else? When Trump was lambasting the whistleblower,
yeah,
it reminded me of who was the real horrible, horrible person in 1998? Ken Starr! Yeah. Ken Starr! It's his fault!
No, I mean, he was the most, of characters.
He was the most hated person. He and Linda Tripp. Mm-hmm. And Bill Clinton was like, oh, you got a blowjob. You can pitch a guy over a blowjob?
Shouldn't have lied.
Well, that was a secondary argument on Twitter. It was a blowjob versus the Ukraine
thing. Yeah, it was a false affidavit. There was lying under oath.
Yeah, but versus the Ukraine thing and on the big scale.
Well, no, it's obstruction of justice versus, you know, federal finance violations because you're asking a foreign government to help you personally. I can't believe he used his own attorneys too, and not the State Department.
I know it's really incredible.
There's so many
stupid,
silly little mistakes. I was telling Drew beforehand. But 60 Minutes did a really good piece last night.
By the way,
night.
I have to ask you this: did you notice they called him Mr. Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They called him Mr. Trump instead of President Trump.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Or Mr. President.
I think I've heard that in the past, though.
I don't. Did they call him Mr. Obama and Mr.
Clinton?
You know
what? They were just calling him Obama. People would just call Barack just
60
Obama.
Minutes?
I don't know.
Obama. But are people mad?
I'm not mad. No.
Mad at
no,
it,
no.
Or,
oh, no. You noticed. I noticed it. Okay. I noticed it. And I'm not mad about it. I could care less. I just thought it was interesting.
I don't know. That's weird.
It was interesting last night. What was the other story on 60 Minutes?
The whale or the shark one?
Yeah.
No, there was one in between.
Well, there was the one with what's his name? The guy from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah, that guy.
Fuck that
oh, my
guy.
God.
That guy's a joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that guy, yeah. I believe every word he said.
I know. Yeah. He's so convincing, isn't he?
What's his name?
IBS.
IBS?
Mm-hmm. L-O-B!
So what were you going to say about 60 Minutes?
Oh, just that it never occurred to me until little, L-I-D-D-L-E, hyphen, Adam Schiff said that, you know, here's Mueller testifying, pointing out that it's illegal, you know, to accept help from Russia, blah, blah, blah. That was part of the testimony. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, yeah, Trump's doing that to the Ukraine. It's like he either doesn't care or he's just not paying attention to anything else and he's in his own bubble.
I'm not sure he knows he did anything wrong.
No, I don't. I agree
I'm
with
really
you.
I'm
really
not sure that
I don't
he does.
Think he does.
He really thinks you could go, hey, can you fuck up this guy's deal here?
Yes.
Well, okay. You know what?
I'm serious. I think he believes that even after it was told in open session in Congress that is so
plain. And for 2 years, they try to hammer that message into his.
And just doesn't care, didn't listen. Mm.
That's what I really feel like he could. I think anyone could come unhinged if you had that investigation going on for 2 years and now you find out, like, oh, my God, here we go again. I think that would be absolutely nuts.
Wait a minute. Is that his going on in his head? Is that the thought bubble over his head? Oh, my God.
No, it's a thought bubble in my head.
Oh,
you just got through this Russia thing, and now you've got this. I would go, look, fuck, I'm out of here.
I think he lives in a very different bubble than you live.
Oh, I know he does. I know he does. I'm just saying, I think I'm a rational person, and I think I would lose my mind. It takes something really. You have to like it. You've got to like it.
Yeah, I think I think conflict.
But
is,
I mean, yeah, conflict. And I don't understand. It seems.
But
like,
I don't even think he sees the conflict the way other people see it, though, because he's surrounded by sycophants and, you know, people are like, "Oh, that was a great burn there, Mr. President."
Well, I think it's a job. Actually, being the president is a job, and fighting, you know, punching back. I just, the idea that you have to punch back every person that. It's not just him. We talked about the other day. All these people that just have to do this, all, you know, they can't, nothing can roll off your back. Nothing. I mean, I go insane because I don't like to confront anyone, even when I've been wronged so badly that I could take the victim position. I still don't want to confront them. I'm like, I'd just rather forget it.
I agree.
Just let it go. Just store that in your brain and let it go.
Wow. So civilized of you.
Well, no, it's wimpy of me, really. I mean, do you like confronting people?
No.
Oh, let's see. Who can I confront today?
No, I don't.
Who has wronged me?
Why?
I have a chip on my shoulder all the time.
But on the flip side, if you don't confront or at least put a, you know, like the hand up or have a boundary, then you're going to get like crap all the time. So you
want to go?
Kind of learn how to do that.
Have you confronted your house recently?
gross. God damn, I hate it.
No, I understand. I mean, you should confront people once in a while. I mean, when you're terribly wronged.
Yeah, you have to.
But,
battles.
You got a fucking problem, bro?
I've always hated confrontation terribly. I'm not great at it, which is why, but...
It was funny. If one of my friends in Florida, it was the T3 plus AB.
You want some too, old man?
RAB is a kindergarten friend. But anyway, Alan was going to the airport early, and he said, when I return a rental car, I like to go over the bill. Because they screw you all the time. And I was thinking, wow, he's a better man than I am. Because I just would just give him my card and not even look at it. And if they take $20, like, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's stupid. Yeah, I admired him for being that way.
No, he's got that kind of energy.
So most people do. Yeah, no, he does. He has a lot of energy.
Yeah. Hey, I know this is way off the subject, but did you guys watch Siegfried and Roy?
Oh, yeah.
The special?
No, I missed. What was that on?
2020 on Thursday night.
Oh, they had a special on Thursday?
2 hours. Yeah. 2 hours of those dudes. It was great. I'll queue up some.
What's your takeaway, Mark?
Did they acknowledge Boof Wing on a regular basis?
No.
No.
What? It doesn't even come up. But man, are they so in love.
Oh, my God.
No, I think they... knocking them. I'm just saying they are so...
There's three parts I want to show you.
There had to be...
Flamboyantly in love.
Don't spoil them, Trudy.
I'm sorry. Because I have takeaways.
Okay, go ahead with your overall takeaway.
Hey, they're dorks because they...
What?
Well, they were dorks who met when they were magicians, and somebody that they went to as a source about magicians said, pretty much magicians are all dorks who are trying to get ahead.
That's what they were told when they got to Vegas. That's what they were told.
Like dorks.
Better not be a magician. It's really funny because Siegfried gives Roy all this credit because he was just a magician. Then Roy's the one that brought animals.
Yeah. My second takeaway is the Tigers were forced to commit incest.
Yes, that was
horrible. Vegas is creepy. That was one of my third takeaways. The people who showed up at the last show really did want to see Roy get eaten by Manicore at last.
Uh-huh.
I believe that.
And how about this, Trudy? Drew, there is a tape of the attack, and we're never allowed to see it.
Oh, because we can't handle it?
Exactly. The Mirage will not let us see it.
I can handle it. I want to see it. He survived. Anyway, he's fine.
He's doing great.
He's not fine.
He's performed since then.
Yeah, he performed.
He's been on TV. I saw him.
He was so drugged, wasn't he?
Did you know they performed since then?
Private performance?
Well, it was for a benefit, but...
Benefit.
Not doing too well.
That benefit where Danny DeVito was there and a bunch of other people Bobby from
Let's get Danny. Why isn't Danny DeVito reviewing it?
And well, they were laughing.
We can't know any of this. It's too important and too top secret. We can know about Trump's phone call to the president of Ukraine, but we can't see Roy get taken off the stage by an animal that's wanted to tear him a new ass for 10 years.
They claim Montecore performed in this benefit, which, it was 3 years after the
accident.
There's no way. You would never be able to prove it.
No. No, because they lied about their Tigers all the time. They're like, it's his first day. And it wasn't his first. It was like his 800th day of working, which is probably why I want to eat the guy. They got it on that cruise. That was one of my observations.
Oh, yeah.
And the Tigers.
God, Tiger!
Essentially, were not invited to the party. After Manicore tried to eat Roy, they were farmed out.
They had to live in the secret.
Schleppy thing on the strip where they could make more money, but they didn't have to be around him.
Of course.
Here's the
money,
first.
Money, money. Wait, hold on.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Our friends and studio sponsor, Zot, Ford, and Holly, are at it again, bringing big deals to Drew and Mike fans. Like the fall clearance event for trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. Yes, during Zot Ford's fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, F-150, all below $100 a month. They're not watered-down rides. These are bad boys loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details in their massive inventory at dealsnifty.com. And then we've got the big dinner. Three lucky couples will get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with all of us at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. How do you win? You must head to Zot Ford and drop your name in the hat, and three lucky couples will be drawn at random. Plus, if you buy or lease a new vehicle from Zot Ford during the contest, you'll double your chances to win. So let the hottest sales staff in Oakland County know you are a listener so they can double your chance to win. And Dr. Roche?
Yeah, Dr. Roche is tightening people up for fall.
Sweet.
Leaves change, and so should you. You should get tighter. Undo the sun-soaked summer damage with BBL FaceTight Active FX. Laser treatments, good for reversing age spots and wrinkles and fine lines. BBL is Morpheus 8 goes beneath the skin layers to shape and contour the face and body. Dr. Roche, it shows before and after. You go to DROCHE.com and you can see for yourself. all kinds of procedures. Your neck, your hands, and your knees are three places where you can really see age. And Dr. Roche can reverse that with a series of minimally or non-invasive procedures.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Yeah, call them at 248-338-1110 to find out more.
Or DRROCHE.
Yeah, well, you can actually see the
before and afters. Yeah, hell yeah. Okay, so Siegfried and Roy,
yeah.
I got to watch this. This sounds exciting. Was it a good watch?
Yeah,
it was a good watch.
Oh, cool.
Really good. Really good.
So have you ever asked yourself, like, how did Siegfried get into magic? As most people probably are wondering.
No, I never did.
No. No one did.
Take a guess. Why do you think he got into magic?
So he could wear flamboyant clothing?
These are two men who, as little boys, grew up in post-World War II Germany.
It's because his dad was mean to him.
Our fathers went into the war as one person, and they came back as a different. So they found the outlet in alcohol.
We never had attention.
His eyebrows.
I never remembered. My father even talked to me. I just was there.
When Siegfried figured out how to do his first magic trick, which was making a coin disappear, his father, for the first time, looked up and acknowledged him.
He said to me, "How did you do that?" And that was, I think, the three words that changed my life.
Really shallow.
How did you do that?
That's more than
three words.
Thank you. That's the only reason I want to play this part.
A magician is often born from insecurities, lack of attention, and the need to be loved.
Either you got yourself nose job, you get some plastic surgery, buddy. To escape.
Isn't Roy scary to look at? This is before anything happened to him, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's before the.
What have they done to your face? It's like Michael Jackson, almost, not quite.
He had a lot of procedures that didn't go that well. I think he had a forehead lift.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah, Montecore.
Everybody in Hollywood get plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's why Montecore flipped out. My God, look at his face!
didn't recognize him.
Did you know that drugs entered the equation at one time with Siegfried?
I would have assumed it.
Really? What do you think he got addicted to?
Let's see. Cocaine.
See, that would have made more sense to me, but it was not cocaine. Let me go forward a little bit. There they are.
Meth?
Yeah, meth. No, it wasn't meth.
Opiates.
Nope.
What was it?
Go ahead and pot it up, Brandon.
Chris Angel is so ludicrous.
And they start adding animals to their show.
I mean, that was their shtick. That was their thing.
They developed something different. People love the wild animals, and people love magic.
The two gay guys
doing
it. The
moment I step on stage, the pleasure is there. It's always a high.
If you watch films of magicians from back in the 30s,
why not just go to the zoo? I never understood the appeal of this.
Siegfried and Roy came along and decided we're going to go bam, bam, bam.
Look how creepy everyone is in Vegas.
No, it's weird.
I think everything to them was about how do you create as much wonder as possible. And to create the largest spectacle, that was the most compelling experience so that you as an audience member couldn't possibly look away.
Their magic tricks and their illusions were centuries old, but they added such grandeur and majesty to them that they appeared
over the top.
I love majesty.
Grandeur.
These guys had energy personified.
And they loved it.
Lynette Chappelle, a trained ballerina.
Did I miss Timeless?
Maybe. But I noticed on second watch that Roy wore a glittery jacket with no shirt underneath.
That's
like bare chest.
Okay.
That's how he wanted it.
They obviously want to be in the closet. I mean, they're gay. We know they're gay, right? They're a couple.
Yeah, it was
fun. I love when you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
And they are former lovers.
Former lovers?
That's what their bio says from somewhere. They've never themselves come out.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Sorry.
Well, they obviously wanted to be closeted.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. They
so why do they dress and do everything so flamboyantly gaily? I mean, it's like you could not attempt to look more gay.
That's genius.
Say you want to be in the closet. It is the genius, I suppose.
Now that you're my boyfriend, they're like rule.
My aunts never thought Liberace was gay. So
Roy were working constantly. They never once took a break.
The stress was toxic.
It was not easy. That was not an easy life.
It wasn't all shirtless a bed again. Of roses. Siegfried, at one point, the stress of putting on this show night after night
without break really started to wear on him.
The obstacles are all that I see. Magic starts with a fantasy. But once I have an idea, there are a million problems to solve before the illusion works. In ignoring these problems,
even have to do this voiceover in that accent.
Is this a fake voice?
Cheater, yes.
Him.
It's a germ thing. You wouldn't understand.
From insomnia and started taking some pills to help him calm down and go to sleep. He got hooked on Valium.
He got hooked on Valium?
Becoming kind of zombie-like. He wasn't communicative.
He said he began to hallucinate.
I realized after a while I was hooked on it.
How do you do a magic show hooked on Valium?
No, I think he'd be crashing.
Yeah.
That was probably the most dangerous time of their career, when something truly tragic could have happened.
Also
but
weird.
Siegfried Moore, now,
the
no
true
such thing.
Star of this show, though, is Roy, and, you know, getting his neck bitten off.
Mm-hmm. Just look at your boyfriend and say, you and I both know this is weird. Close your eyes and do it and get it over with and hope for the best.
I love how they tried to insist that they didn't, that the Manticore didn't mean to do it.
Oh, he totally did. Yeah.
If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
So they keep showing this one shot of Roy that just makes me laugh every time. And I guarantee you're going to laugh. It's going to be a shot coming up here. You'll know it when you see it. There's Manticore. That one.
Riding
the moment.
He's riding. Is he riding Manticore?
He's riding one of the white tigers, and he's got, like, white pajamas that are on, too, and they're flowing.
I'd be livid.
This whole part's really good, though, about his love for animals.
Just the ability to talk to animals, to communicate with animals, is magic. It's like the most purest form of magic.
Because no one can talk to animals. Oh, hi. Look at him riding a bike with two tigers in the basket.
What the hell was that?
Now he's swimming with them. This guy totally had sex with these tigers.
They edited this for laughs, didn't they?
Remember the black
I'm glad they did.
Who lived in Roy's bedroom.
Cab visit. Roy sleeps with the animals.
And Siegfried.
There we go. Yeah.
So weird.
Roy's there when they are born.
The first voice to hear is mine. The first face to see is mine.
That's scary.
So most probably they think I am a tiger.
No, they don't.
I'm sort of the father figure.
Their
I guide
them
to their childhood. I let them know what's right and what's wrong or where they're coming from.
He's riding again.
They're oh, my God. For
stop
me,
that.
It's
banging them, doesn't it?
He's going to bite your neck. I mean.
What a joke.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
I've always said humans need more animal blood. It keeps the spine straight.
Man, Siegfried and Roy, the tiger bit the man in the head. And everybody's mad at the tiger. Talk about the tiger went crazy. That tiger ain't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. You know when the tiger went crazy? When the tiger was riding around on a little bike with a Hitler helmet on. Oh, shit, I'm a crazy tiger. Oh, Lord, I'm crazy.
Oh, it's a really good special, though. It's definitely worth checking out.
Stupid wildlife. Serves them right.
The saddest part, though, is towards the end when they showed what the results of all the incest to create white tigers.
Yeah, but we like looking at them, Trudy.
Oh, my God, these poor animals.
But we like looking at them.
They made lots of money off that incest.
Some of them, you know, like tons of them are cross-eyed, and one's face is
but like, they're white.
Why? Wait, why aren't people throwing blood on people going to Siegfried and Roy shows?
You
then?
Should actually. They claim
that was as bad as any animal abuse I've ever heard of.
Yeah, they claim. Well, we never, you know, like did that. But how could they not? Because there was one tiger that they were all descended from. So.
I hope I can find this reunion act so you can see the majesty again after 3 years after the accident.
Why aren't the...
Oh, there it is. Sweet, hang on. Come back up a little bit.
This is the only show they've done?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's missed a beat.
Were they paid $1 billion for this?
It was for charity. They raised $40 million, so I guess
this
it's a good thing.
This was their chance to show that they could.
But the way all the people like built it up, I thought for certain this was going to be like a regular old show, right?
Well, yeah.
Now it's not just a magic show.
You don't want to let people down.
And it's a guy on a tightrope.
I have an announcement to make. The spirit of Siegfried and Roy has just arrived.
Couldn't they have gotten the Rolling Stones for this?
Yes. So it's a guy walking out with a mask.
I think really seeing Roy
and recognizing that that was him walking.
Ooh, how'd you know?
I think that's really what got so most of us.
Right, but he can barely walk.
Exactly, that's how she knew it was him.
He's messed up.
Yeah, he's totally messed up. Everyone's acting like it's great and
yeah,
cool.
He got bitten the jugular by a tiger. For Christ's sake.
Slowly, sort of unsteadily.
Well, he did have a stroke, and they don't know if it's before or after.
They speculate that he didn't have a stroke. He tried to claim that he did.
Siegfried's
choking. Really moved you.
The people are. That was showtime.
How magical.
What if he catches on fire? I mean,
end of the show.
Look at this.
And he'll be back.
Not up to it.
He'll be back in another 3 years.
I love how you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
Roy, great. And on this night, as they begin, you start to wonder: do they still have the ability to deceive the audience in a delightful way?
Well, Roy does not. We already know that. He can barely walk.
Small the tiger is now.
There's quote unquote manticore.
Majestic tigers. A tiger that Siegfried and Roy say is manticore.
I mean, there's part of me that would have wished that manticore would have attacked Siegfried this time. Like, wouldn't that be the great topper?
I think that's why those people were there. They were like, it's going to happen.
Everyone's rooting for the tiger. He nearly died. How bored would you be if you were at this benefit, Drew?
It doesn't look very interesting to me.
Very slow paced.
I think I would pay not to go. Seriously, isn't it boring?
It actually took Danny DeVito down a notch in my book because he's laughing uproariously at one point.
So it's like the circle of life.
No, it's not.
I met in the middle.
She lives in Vegas, so she's going to think that.
He just waved his hand.
There's DeVito.
He's
loving it.
What?
Oh, he stood up.
And what did it feel like for you that night?
It was an unbelievable...
Did I ask why?
I can say how I felt like.
N33 Steel.
Where's Roy? Why is he never talking? If he's so okay.
Good point.
And they raised, on top of it, $14 million. For that hospital. I was very proud. My God, Siegfried and Roy, we are still...
You still had it.
That's what they say. You still got it.
They're wrong.
What a day.
I mean, it's like seeing Nadia Comaneci go out and do the gymnastic thing and acting as if it was just as good.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wow. That was good, though. You should definitely watch
very
it.
Watch
proud
it
of them for putting themselves on the line again.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fantastic.
Fucking shit.
And Mark...
Who is the clown who hit that?
Mark, did you get the impression that they sold that gigantic...
Sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead,
they sold that gigantic house that was 15 city blocks.
Oh, I know.
Didn't they go to the tiny little joint?
Drew, they
had a house that was 15 city blocks.
They bought a house on a street, and then they made so much money. Like, we're going to buy every house on the street, and they tore it all down and made this giant zoo with water all over the place. And that's why when they were swimming with the tigers.
Mm-hmm. But then
there's no way they can still maintain
how many blocks?
That.
It was not a whole street. It was like five or six city blocks.
Why do they need five or six city blocks? That's ridiculous.
They had a bunch of tigers. They had how many? They had 30 some tigers.
Yeah, but to your point, once he got bit, they just left him in the secret garden. And
Siegfried
downsized
tigers.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. Oh, is that the part? Wait, there was Roy talking.
Hallelujah. The rehab is, by all accounts, grueling that you have had to endure.
Well, not really. I enjoy it.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, but I have to.
Look at Lover's Quarrel.
It's my show now.
Fake laugh. Fake laugh.
Siegfried and Roy.
You know he dressed him down after that interview.
Oh, yeah.
Home to Las Vegas to continue his recovery.
Look at that house. Oh, hi.
When he returned to the animal compound after a lengthy period away.
Notice there are no big tigers around.
There to be some difference with his animals. There was absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, except he farmed them all out after this.
I had a chance to spend some time with Roy at Little Bavaria, his home in Las Vegas.
So every morning and every night you make this walk around the grounds.
This is how I condition myself.
I take all morning.
Should I take your arm?
No.
No? You got it.
And to see actually firsthand how important those animals were to Roy's own recovery.
Why does he have any gray hair?
For me, it's good for them.
Well, it was smells like cat feces.
Siegfried has said that it was being with your animals that got you to get up and walk.
Yeah,
that was
true.
The real motivation.
Yeah.
When you say that being with the animals is your real rehab, are you talking physical or are you talking psychological?
Both.
But you aren't able to roll around on the ground like you used to with them?
No, not quite. There's a little bit of a setback now. I'm not that quick like it used to be.
Why you look different? Siegfried has never left his side since that night.
He looks
that friendship.
He looks pretty good. I mean,
love
those
considering. Guys share is quite amazing.
Micah?
Steve Wynn, by the way.
Good.
White
guy.
White teeth.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
I mean, the key is Siegfried, and maybe he's just that good at nursing people back to health.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like Michael Jackson and the kid with cancer.
Yeah, he's the cure to cancer. Siegfried's the cure to recovery.
Yeah.
So. Well.
Fun.
I want to mention Luke Nowacki, our fine sponsor, who would love to help you with your financial plan if you don't have one or if you don't have a good one. Maybe you've got a couple 401ks to combine. Maybe you've got health insurance issues. Maybe you want life insurance. Maybe you should have a will. Maybe you should be planning to put your kids through college with a 529. Maybe you just have a lot of maybes, or maybe you have nothing going on at all. That's why Luke Nowacki's team would like to help you. Call for a free consult at 248-663-4748. Talk about a lot of things with Luke, too. You know, just talk about finances.
Oh, yeah.
In that beautiful 13th floor.
Yeah, it's fun.
Of that building in
Hanging
Southfield.
Out with Luke. Yeah.
What a view. Whew. Luke would love to help.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Fix up your financial plan, especially if you don't have one, and so many people don't. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, product services referenced here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Call Luke 248-663-4748 or L. Nowacki at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. And the people at Hall. God, we got another great letter from somebody who used Hall Financial. If I only already had it up, it would be nice, wouldn't it? Let's see. I know I sent it to David Hall.
Oh, wait.
He gets pumped.
Hall. He didn't see it until you sent it to him?
Yeah, they sent it to me.
Oh,
people
wow.
usually send it to me, it seems. It seems. And here's the response. Love it! Chris, want to give a huge shout-out to Hall Financial. Phil Lipinski and Shannon Barkat did an amazing job. Closed my loan in only 18 days. Saved hundreds of dollars a month, too. And that is what people love about refinancing with Hall Financial. The lower payments. And I think the more personal attention always gets a lot of mention when people do talk about all the great things.
Can you believe it?
Better options as well. Lower payments. Better options. More personal attention with Hall Financial. Find out why people are writing these great letters. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Start saving money. Or maybe it's something else you want to do. Take money out of your house. Shorten the length of your loan. Maybe you want to get a first home or a dream home. Hall Financial would love to help you. You can also call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Four prisoners escaped from this place in Ohio, which this is the third escape of the year.
Yeah, from that jail
place.
Or prison. Yeah.
What jail?
Did you see how they escaped?
Yeah, they had a... Didn't they steal keys from somebody?
Yeah.
They overpowered two females?
Yeah,
sorry, Trudy. And yes, I thought that.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know that until I heard the story. I was like,
One of them had escaped earlier, by the way.
Got a car.
And one of them is still at large, last I knew.
Really?
But three of them were caught at the Red Roof Inn.
Whoa.
In North Carolina.
Really?
And yeah, it's in Cary or Raleigh. I think it's called
number.
Raleigh West or East or something.
Oh, what are the...
One star. There's some pretty brutal reviews for this
really?
Place.
Well, now, will this make it better for them or worse?
I don't know.
Well,
it's kind of cool now. Maybe it's a local site.
Well, they were in county jail, so they're not necessarily murderers.
I don't think these guys stayed there because the Red Roof Inn was clean. I'm just taking a wild guess here.
One of the few places you don't have to put down a credit card for incidentals.
Oh, they now could this be the new prison movie, prison escape movie? Can
like Dan Amora,
Ben Stiller get on this? Yeah.
By the way, I don't know where's the fourth guy? Do they know what happened to him?
No,
they don't.
You want to call him up?
This one review just says worst place ever. Bugs. Locked out of my room due to reception error. Wasn't given a new key, and I had to sleep in my car for the night.
Oh, my God.
Because it was the middle of the night, and I had nowhere to go. Not to mention very rude staff members. The only reason I'm giving this one star is because our, quote, neighbors tried to help us get a room. I don't know what that means. They rocked in this prison room.
They rocked. Why wouldn't they stay in their room if they rocked so hard?
They're so great. I've been to multiple Red Roof Inns, and they're all the same. Horrible! Nice learning curve.
Deb T says the hotel needs a serious cleaning. The staff was super friendly and helpful. Lots of questionable characters, though, hanging out the back doors and hallways.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign. I tend to use Red Roof a lot while traveling, as I usually have my dogs with me, and they're pet friendly. Definitely won't be back here until I see the rating increase. Why would they?
Really? And look at they're even thinking of going
she
back?
She took a picture of...
What is that?
What,
it looks
what
gross.
Is that picture? It's mold.
I think it's the bathtub.
Oh, it looks like this where you put the soap and the shampoo and the
gross. Oh, shelf disgusting.
Thing. Right, there it is. Wait, you know what's funny though? That's the underside of it.
You're right.
There's a giant pube on it too.
What?
The yard.
How did the pube get on the underside?
Someone mentions a pube, by the way, in a review.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Wow, these dudes are handsome, huh?
There's a very picky person, too.
Oh, yeah. She goes on and on. Wait. Okay. Judy H.
Oh, Judy H.
The good. Best price around and needed a place for a few days in between residences. Stefan was the desk clerk, and he was nice. Slow moving, but nice. Two HBO channels. The bad. Dead roach. Big one in the hall outside my door. Once inside, everything seemed fine until I turned to see there was about an inch gap between the door and the floor, so it was essentially open to the hall.
Gross.
I used the bedspread to cover the opening. Pillows were hard as rocks. I grabbed mine from the car and used those. The shower, where to begin? The tub was slimy. I had to rinse it out using one of the washcloths. Ick! The water was but a trickle, so a very unsatisfying and short shower.
Are you surprised people get in there seeing how disgusting the shower is?
I'm amazed that you would stay more than 1 minute.
Well, I guess they don't have the choice. I don't know.
I informed the front desk so that they could maybe fix it. When I went out to my car, the front desk guy, Stefan, was right outside the door smoking with another person. With my asthma, this was not a good thing to have to walk through.
Stefan, now I'm defending him. Stefan didn't know you had asthma.
She said he was just a little slow. Yeah. And my car was right there, so there was no rushing off to avoid it. They were there again when I came back a few hours later. The TV guide and menu, both hawked by Red Roof, did not work.
Also,
unavailable.
You're in North Carolina. Don't a lot of people smoke everywhere?
Probably more than anywhere, I would think.
Yeah.
They were unavailable every time I tried to use them. Half the channels didn't work. The blanket had a large hole in it. Sheet had a bright green stain, maybe ink. Blackout curtains worked, but allowed a lot of daylight to flood in at their bottom edge, so too short for the windows. This didn't bother me, but it may others. Oh, boy.
Keith stayed there 4 weeks ago, and Keith on Google wrote, "The rags and towels were dirty." Rags? Do you expect rags in your bedroom?
Provide rags?
Provide rags, I guess.
Gross.
The AC high fan speed setting didn't work. Ugh. The remote had sticky stuff all over it.
Gross.
The halls smelled like nasty wet dogs. People were being loud in the halls. I heard dogs barking. Oh, that's why a lot of people stay at Red Roof. I guess they allow pets.
They're dog friendly. You get a discount if you bring a dog.
I had to go downstairs and over to the next building to get a clean towel and rag. What is this guy's rag obsession?
He needs a washcloth.
Somebody said they didn't have any toilet paper. They called the front desk and they made them come down from the second floor to get the toilet paper at the front desk.
Sounds like it's very far to get to the front desk.
Yes. But Stefan, I'm sure, was friendly but slow. Genie S. This was the most disgusting place I've ever stayed in. From the pubic hair on the washcloth to the green handprint on the wall.
The green handprint on the wall. Well, that must be the same person that stained the
The sheet.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd get worse. When I laid in bed, I was nauseous from the smell of cigarettes. To their credit, they did bring me a clean bedspread, even though it didn't fit the bed.
My God.
And there was the cockroach, the pizza box on the hall floor for more than 24 hours, the dirt and dust in every corner that had obviously not been cleaned in months. Seriously, what bad dreams are made of. Sick! We were on such a quick trip with very little time to spare, or we would have found a different place to stay. Please don't go there. Save yourself. Well, unless you like this sort of thing.
That's a nice place.
Unless you like it.
Three people said that was a useful review.
Room had water damage. Toilet barely worked.
What does that mean? It barely worked.
Doesn't flush.
Barely flushed. It would flush, but it would. You'd always wonder every time. Is that going to flush?
But it still works.
Well, it works. Yeah, but
it's not mean barely.
You have to go through stress every time you flush.
It's what Clark said. You have to wait for that. Blah, 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 blah. The blah, 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 at the very end.
Oh, here's another one about Stefan. Who is, quote, either completely incompetent or enjoys playing games with the guests' programmed keys. I'm sure it is incompetent, but I hope Stefan is playing games with the guests'
That would be
keys.
Funny.
Yeah, and then the story just goes on and on about her key
Your
network.
Company stinks.
I wouldn't have picked this hotel, but my aunt and uncle like to stay at Red Roof Inns. So it's your aunt and uncle.
Yeah, you don't let them stay there.
When traveling with their dog, my room had a wood floor. I assumed to make it easier to keep clean with canine visitors, but I think a person with allergies might also benefit. The night I checked in, I got there really late. I noticed my room key was not the usual credit card style, but looked like a mini key. When I got to my room, it didn't work! I had to drag my suitcase back down to the elevator and back over to the main building in order to get a new key. Not much of a sorry from the night clerk. That was only the beginning of my adventure there. This definitely feels like an economy hotel. There was only a small pocket-sized tissue package. I had a cold, so I needed to get more tissue on my own.
Okay, good.
It's a combination shampoo, conditioner, hair product, and tiny bar soap, but no face soap!
He's allergic to things and they don't know!
Oh, God. The bathtub was odd. The bottom was curved. As I turned around while taking a shower, I got an oddly tippy sensation from the curved surface. Good thing there was a grab bar.
These people are so specific.
I know. This is an incredible. This goes on and on and on.
Wow.
The reason I don't want to ever stay there again was the cigarette smoke. Even though the hotel is supposed to be non-smoking, there's an you to ashtray vibe in the halls. It sounds like that's the questionable people that are in the hallways and outside. They're probably smoking. Who are these questionable people, by the way? What's going on?
Probably the other people that left reviews.
How do they track them to this hotel?
Through the one guy sent, I guess.
What?
Oh, wow, really?
Said, yeah, in the story.
Sent.
Like dogs.
From Ohio?
They knew they were in the
Ohio
area.
To North Carolina? Carolina?
Well, they knew they were in the area for some reason.
Mm. Oh, she called the front desk about the cigarette smell. The man at the front desk suggested I open the window.
Well, that's probably Stefan.
I shouldn't have to do that in a non-smoking hotel. I was exhausted. I hoped to take a shower and collapse into bed. Instead, I spent the next half hour ventilating my room and my lungs. How do you ventilate your lungs? Oh, it cost me 2 hours of sleep because it took me that long to stop coughing and settle. Stop coughing? And settle down again? If you must stay there, request a room near the front desk in the main building so the dorm mates will have to be at their best behavior. Oh, like Stefan cares.
No, he's too busy playing games.
Apparently, it's too difficult to enforce their own non-smoking policy other than a sign on the desk threatening guests with a $200 fine. Both buildings are also... Okay, what? Oh, my God. Should we call the hotel and find out how the convicts were?
Hopefully. And maybe Stefan will...
Stefan!
Truly was a Shawshank Redemption.
I hope we get Stefan.
I'm looking at something.
He's friendly. Slow-moving, but friendly.
Yeah. There are a lot of roaches, too, it looks like.
Yes, massive roaches. There's so many roaches mentioned in these reviews. And bed bugs.
Oh,
and
that.
Somebody's friend who was with them still has a problem with the bed bugs 10 days later.
Home.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn Raleigh Southwest, Cary. To reach a guest, press 1. For reservations, press 2.
For Stefan.
For directions to this property, press 3. To speak to a guest service representative, press 4.
Let's get a guest service representative.
There's a good one.
Please hold for
Stefan.
Front desk.
Oh, that sounds like Stefan.
Whoa. Wait, is this a national thing, or is this a...
No, she said that location.
Okay.
Good evening, calling Red Roof Inn. How may I help you?
Oh, is Stefan working?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not. Do you expect him later?
No. Probably tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. I'm calling. I just wondered about those. I was thinking about staying there, and I heard there were three convicts escaped that were staying at your hotel, and I was wondering if it's safe.
I didn't hear about that.
What?
These are three escaped convicts from Ohio, and they stayed at the Red Roof Inn in, I think they said Cary or Raleigh. Cary, I believe it was.
I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Really? No one really? Told you about that?
God, I think they would tell you.
Feds everywhere.
Are you avoiding the news because, you know, the political climate of today?
No, I just don't know anything about that.
Did you watch the news today at all?
I didn't.
Oh.
It was on every newscast. I'm really...
Oh, wow.
I mean, I would think the Red Roof Inn...
Your show was here?
Positive.
Yeah. Well, it was at a Red Roof Inn in Cary.
Is there another one in Cary?
Yes, it is.
What? There's another one?
Yeah.
Well, could you give us
see
a number?
Later. Have a good day, all right? Thank you for your help.
Oh, who's that?
Okay, so...
Can you give me the number? I want to make sure that I don't stay at the one the convicts were at.
I don't have the number, but I'm pretty sure if you Google it, you'll find it.
I didn't. Give me this number. We don't have the internet.
Oh,
do you have a number for it?
Yeah.
I don't have the number for it.
Where is it located? Can you help us with that at all?
Probably this number right here. Oh, wait. I do have it.
Oh, that's crazy. See what happens when you look?
I do, yeah.
Huh? Thanks for going out of your way. Yeah, I got a pen.
It's 877-774-3570.
And 877 is the area code for Cary?
That's the area code for the hotel.
Okay. But that wouldn't, if it seems to me, if it was in your area, it would have the same area code you have. Wouldn't that normally be the case, or is that different with Red Roof
Inns? I don't know, sir. Is there anything I can help you with?
What?
Are pets allowed there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I freaked out.
I was looking at the reviews, and it sounds like... It sounds like some of the rooms are not in the best of repair.
Oh, wow. That's not cool.
I know. Somebody said there were some questionable people by the back door.
Can I read one to you?
Wow.
Yeah, just check this review out.
This is the worst hotel experience I've ever had. We checked in at 4 o'clock, and the woman, which this can't be you, looked around confused whether or not they had a clean room. The room smelled as if it was cleaned with porta-potty water. We had meetings, so I left and hoped it would go away.
What? Hello?
Porta-potty water was her breaking point.
Hello?
What? We returned later to see if the smell was still there, as if the smell would disappear. This is on the reviewer.
Wait, what, she thinks you're going to clean it with porta-potty water, and it's going to just go away?
Yeah, and she's going to disappear. We had no cups, ice holder, and AC that barely worked. We went to sleep only to be woken up by the strong smell of cigarettes. Apparently, the smoking area was right outside our room. We barely slept and got up early to leave. Neither of us showered as there was hair all through the tub and only one towel.
Are you still there?
What do you think of that review, ma'am? She's out of line.
Okay. I don't know. I have no comment to that. I don't even know if that review is real or not.
Yes, Amber wrote it.
Do you want me to send you the review? Because Amber wrote it. And we could maybe...
Yeah, September of 2018. I'm sure it's better by now. I mean, you guys don't clean the room with porta-potty water. That's absurd.
Is that true?
Okay, about the... I have customers now.
Have you
is
ever...
anything else I can do for
you? Can you just tell me, has Red Roof Inn ever used porta-potty water to clean a room? That's not true, is it?
Sir, no. No, sir. That is not.
Okay. Well, that's
are we
what
on speakerphone?
He's on the phone.
Today.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. I just want to thank you for your help, especially with the number for the other Red Roof Inn. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
How she was can great, the other though. One there have an 877 number?
It's
a national
number. It's a toll-free number.
No.
I like how she doesn't know anything.
I still think it's this one.
It's got to be.
Of course it is.
Porta potty water.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn's Crisis and Media Hotline.
Oh, cool.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
She duped us. Let's call her back. Call her back now.
You are an employee or franchisee of Red Roof Inn's. Please press 1. If you are a member of the media, please press 2.
Oh, boo. You'll get hung up on.
Upon check-in, we discovered no towels in the room.
What do you guys want?
Thank you for calling the Red Roof and Crisis and Media Hotline.
Should we call her back and tell her she gave us the Crisis and Media Hotline?
Yes. I mean,
when people give crappy directions, they're never called on it.
No.
Because, you know, they drive away or whatever, and it's like, you know, I want to find that guy.
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of confrontation that you need to have.
Yes.
Yeah. This is what more people should do, so she won't do this again. I'm saving a lot of people a lot of trouble here.
Or we could just pretend we called that number and it went to her. That might fruit from her.
Thank you for calling. South.
Was it four?
Yeah.
Please hold four.
Front desk.
Stefan.
Front desk.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Red Roof Inn. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just called a minute ago and you gave me the number for the other Red Roof Inn in Cary, and it was a number for the Crisis and Media Hotline. I mean, time's a ticking here. Jeez.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know. Maybe if you can pull out your phone, you can get it or something. I don't know.
We don't have the internet.
Okay, so they in
oh,
other
you don't
words,
have the internet.
Yeah, that
oh.
Wait, doesn't come here yet. So, in other words, they don't give you any information about other Red Roof Inns or Red Roof Inn policies or anything like that. You guys are just a totally independent place, and you have no connection to all the Red Roof Inns. That,
any alerts? Be on the lookout for.
It's just that I don't know what you're asking me. Like
I was. Well, you said
me a question, and I told you I didn't know anything about it. So no, that's more could I say?
That's kind of what I was referring to, the fact that it seems that there's very little information about other Red Roof Inns in the area. Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if there isn't. I mean, it's not your fault. You just work there. You get paid, and you seem happy. And I'm sure if it was available, you'd be sharing it with us. I like to think that.
Is this on Walnut Street?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is the one then.
Yeah, you had three convicts there. I'm informing you because you didn't watch any news. There were three convicts that stayed there.
Crazy story.
And may I ask who I'm talking to?
Yeah, it's Drew.
It's Drew?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with, Drew? Because I have customers.
Okay,
here.
I just thought you should know. There were three convicts there, and they got caught, and I guess you didn't know that, and they didn't tell you. It just seems there's a dearth of information in the Red Roof Inn chain. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to make any other comments.
I appreciate that.
Just saying.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I just wanted to help you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Thank you very much.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
the fourth one has been caught.
What? Yes.
Which one? Which
is he
one
another was... Red Roof Inn?
No, he's in Durham. That's what I was trying to find out where he was, but no.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So she got caught in a lie.
She did.
She did. Totally lied to us.
And I'm glad we did it. See, now I'm confronting people. Maybe that's good.
Yeah, very good, Drew.
Should we call
good their first step.
I'm going to jump into this impeachment thing with both feet. I'm going to start yelling at people on Twitter.
Requested a second room after giving the first, but it made no difference. It's very obvious that housekeeping isn't really doing anything. The floor is covered in bits of various substances like crumbs, shavings, hair, shreds of toilet paper.
Could that come from the porta potty water?
Just plain filth. They ignore all the hard to reach areas. Well, yeah, I mean, you only have so much time.
I can
and only
that.
Surface clean the main areas.
Nasty.
Well, when you have a dog, they'll find everything, and they usually try to eat it. Even the table.
Speak for your own dog.
Even the tabletop surfaces were cleared, not cleaned and sanitized, with nothing more than a damp piece of toilet paper.
Why does he know that?
I
love how the guests are basically they're figuring it out between them. You have the porta potty water. And the toilet paper used for the surfaces, hard-to-reach areas, not getting hit.
Here's the last one, and this ends with the biggest overstatement. I'm sorry. Absolutely disgusting. Brown stains on the room wall, pubic hairs in the bathtub, food on the floor in the bathroom. I think the cleaning staff and management needs additional training.
They're only trying to help. Wait, food on the bathroom floor?
Yeah, someone's eating on the shitter.
That?
I don't know.
They're eating, well, why don't they eat it? Why are they leaving it on the floor? I mean, the floor sounds disgusting. Would you eat anything off the floor?
Well, no, I think the crumbs
they're
fell. Or,
eating,
you know,
it and crap's falling out of it.
Because they're busy shaving their pubes in the bathtub.
I just want to say this. Crumbs are not food. She makes it sound like there's a brownie over here and a bunch
of
chips over there.
A hoagie sandwich behind the
pile
tank.
Of casserole over in the corner.
It's a bathroom buffet.
There was a potluck dinner in the bathroom, and the leftovers are all there.
Maybe they use it for a swingers convention. They had to put the food somewhere.
Oh, man. Well, that's unfortunate, I got to say. Just
well, at least they caught all four guys, right?
Yes, and our hats off to the Red Roof Inn for whatever role they did play.
And hats off to that lady for ignoring all the news.
I know.
Even when multiple people at the Red Roof Inn are quoted in the story as to what they saw.
And lying about a second location in that town. There is no second location.
That was a brutal lie. I can't believe she tried to
kind of
pawn off another complete Red Roof Inn on us.
Kind of admire it. It's a good move.
Maybe it's because she heard we had no internet, so she figured there's no way they'll ever figure this out.
We'll get used to it, because that's my main move.
The line works all the time.
Well, there was some rock and roll news in recent days. James Hetfield, back in rehab. He's a drinker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Why
well,
not just
wait a minute. What we learned from analyzing his songs is that he was into, was it him or was into heroin and stuff?
Oh, was Hetfield?
Oh, yeah.
Something about eating your lunch on a mirror.
Master of Puppets.
Is that back in the day? I don't think he'd
be able to keep that up.
He was a drinker, but ironically, they've now got a new whiskey, so I think that's bad timing.
Well, maybe he's just quality control.
Trudy, that's interesting. They did not. I read multiple articles looking for, what is he on? I mean, which is really Snoopy and dicky of me. But I never saw anything about what it was he's going to rehab for.
You know, a lot of times they'll go to rehab after a major event. Something happened. Maybe they got too wasted and maybe slept around or they caused a scene. So I'm wondering what happened.
They've been
on tour
for like 5 years, haven't they? Solid.
Has he been injured any time lately?
I don't think so.
Because they say addiction, not alcohol. Yeah.
And, a lot of shows.
And remember the documentary, he was...
Some kind of monster.
Yeah, monster. It was, he was a full-blown alcoholic in that way.
Oh, okay. So that's probably what it is. Yeah. That he was... Maybe he was just in danger of relapsing.
I'm not trying to judge him.
Well, he claims he was sober.
I don't think he was in danger. I suspect he was drinking.
Yeah, well, he claims he was sober from 2002 until 2017. That 15-year stretch.
Well, okay.
Maybe talk to Ashton Kutcher, who told him that alcoholism isn't real.
That's a good idea.
That, to me, is the weirdest thing about the Demi Moore book, is this revelation that she's sober for 20 years, meets Ashton Kutcher, and he goes, alcoholism isn't real. You can have a couple drinks. It's all about moderation. And she's like, oh, really?
Oh, why would she listen to him?
Because she wanted to be the young fun girl. Be a fun partner.
Jeez. You've been drinking as long as me, and you build up a tolerance.
I think... Wendy Williams gets the...
You're lucky it's not you, Trudy.
What do you mean?
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Wendy Williams' new battle?
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. How dare she call Christy Brinkley out for faking when she in her Statue of Liberty costume was a total fake.
I was thinking it could have been you because you called out Christy Brinkley first.
I know. They showed her x-rays
that
up there,
look
though,
really
on Access
fake.
Hollywood.
I think they're both fake. I think they're both fake.
Like, that could have been me.
I think they both are fake. But I just thought that took some, that really took, you know, some brass ovaries on Wendy's part to say Christy Brinkley's faking.
On the talk, Christy Brinkley
said
Will
Christy Brinkley call out Phil Collins for having a fake fall on stage?
Oh, that was as real as can be.
He fell out of a chair.
What?
Yeah.
It took like 9 people to put him back together again in his chair.
Oh, my God.
There's a real chair.
Running on stage.
The real star of that video is the drummer who kept going on with his solo because he was killing it.
How is he going to continue to tour? He's too frail, isn't he?
That's what I thought. Bob Dylan is standing through a show. If you're sitting down, he walks out with a cane.
I didn't know Phil Collins was in that bad of shape.
He doesn't even play that part anymore.
He has some neck problems from drumming, I guess.
Really?
Ginger Baker. Problem. Look how old he is, and he's just now.
Let me find the video here.
Yeah, Ginger Baker is very ill. He's 80. Wouldn't think he would have made it that long.
Yeah, but he was still drumming a couple of years ago, wasn't he?
I know. Yeah, he was.
I'm really mad at the person that took the Phil Collins video, too, because they kind of turned away when he fell.
I know. That was
terrible. Get back on the action. Apparently, it's the only person filming
I'm disappointed.
That concert, too.
I'm disappointed in TMZ for buying it.
I know.
I think a description would have been better.
But isn't everybody filming the concert now? Doesn't everyone have their phone out?
Apparently, Phil Collins has the oldest audience ever.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, man. Charlotte was watching some stupid kid cartoon, and this, like, group was performing a concert, you know, it's a made-up group.
Oh, God.
And they show the crowd of the concert. You know, it's a cartoon. They drew it for kids.
Oh, wait, and they had people in the crowd with their
filming,
phones recording?
Yeah. So I guess it's just the norm now.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious.
It was really weird. Yeah, it was the Magic School Bus. Okay, here's Phil.
Oh, that's still going on.
They rebooted it.
Whoa.
You are really bad with the control today.
It's off. I'm off. It took too many
days off.
You're
better off going to the site. Jeez.
Phil Collins.
Oh, this internet.
Phil Collins.
Of course.
But he had a rough go over the weekend. He was at the Spectrum Center in Charlottesville. Boy, his
Sammy's
son was playing the drums,
there?
And he decided to pull up a chair and kind of watch his son.
I didn't see it.
It's on the left. He's on the floor.
Because,
did he fall?
Yeah, he fell bad. He sat in the chair. You see him walking with a cane. And
Phil.
Yeah,
look at this.
See ya.
Herbie, how bad of an omen is this that he's on his not dead yet tour, and he shows up on the chair and he's dancing with the Grim Reaper here, almost could have cracked his head open, for God's sake.
This could be devastating.
He's a 68-year-old man.
Well, but
not that. Not that
68.
He's okay, right?
He looks frail. He looks kind of frail there, right?
But what,
that,
this
that
is
last guy would be
cane.
Me. That would be me running in like after the other three guys. What happened? He picks up the chair. Listen to this drummer though. That's playing. That. There's Phil on the left. There.
His chair falls.
Drummer
falls
doesn't
in his chair. He needs three people.
Drummer doesn't skip a beat though.
Rubbing it in. Look, the drummer is.
Look, TMZ slowed it down so you watch him fall in slow motion. Did they get him a better chair? I'm digging this drum set.
That's just another challenge for the chair. The chair.
Is it?
Chair.
Stuck on Phil. Why are you filming Phil? There you go. This concert seems too rockin' for Phil Collins.
That's Phil's kid. He probably rarely gets a chance.
Is it really?
Yeah. He said it was Phil's son, didn't he?
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
He's like 9, so he's on the drums. He's going crazy.
Pretty good.
Phil Jr.
It sounds like he's rubbing it in, though, because he's drumming his heart out.
Nice that your dad fell in front of you, and you're just going to keep going on with your drum solo.
Off the stage.
So am I the only one that listened to Abbey Road re-released?
Yes.
I'm sure I am.
Yes.
I'm going to look at
Did you notice anything different?
You didn't listen to it. Not really. No. I never do, though. But Abbey Road, I thought it sounded good enough. I wasn't walking around going, God, could they make Abbey Road sound better, please?
What did they allegedly do to it?
I think they did lift up the drums and the bass. You can kind of tell.
Oh, that's interesting. The two people that are still alive.
You also hear some ahs that maybe you didn't hear. There's a couple, you know, there's always something. But it's the 23 outtakes that are kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
outtakes
always,
are always interesting.
I don't want to listen to them over and over and over, but they had, John and Paul doing Ballad of John and Yoko. You know, just the first track with a strumming guitar and Paul's playing the drums. And it sounds like you're in the room.
Huh.
It's really, I'm amazed that 50-year-old tapes can sound this good. And I don't know what take it was, but.
Oh, yeah. When we can't find old stuff that sounds that good.
No.
Name one other band that's done that.
There were some other pretty cool outtakes. They had, you know, they're just kind of, you can tell, though, that they're not really giving it their all. And I don't know why that's fun to listen to, but it is.
Hmm. They're phoning it in?
A little bit.
Dicking around.
Really?
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
There's a real early version of George doing Here Comes the Sun with just bass and drums. No Moog. You know, there's a real Moog thing on that record.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, and all that stuff is missing. Same really? Thing with Old Brown Shoe. The cool version. I love that song, by the way. See, there's the mood. It's underneath.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Okay, it sucks. If you're a Beatles fan, it was fun to listen to.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can listen to it separate too. Is this the outtake?
It's take number 9.
Yeah, there's no Moog. You can't hear that. Pew! I just added it.
Here comes a sun. Here comes a
sun. What's on this mix?
I say, it's alright.
Wow, it takes 39 of something? Why do they have to do it that many times?
It's just the instrumental part, I think.
Boring.
Yeah, whatever.
I saw Yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Did you like it?
It was a good flick.
It's a chick flick.
It is a chick flick, but I was kind of disappointed that he got manipulated like he did. I mean, like...
A spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
It's been out for 6 months.
You know what? The thing that I was thinking about that, it had to have been done in cooperation with the Beatles, right?
Oh, it was.
Because all their music, every single one.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
I think at this point they do whatever will bring them streams.
Yeah, but that's...
Because they had... that was a big story about this Abbey Road thing, was they had 1.7 billion streams on Spotify, and I forget the length of time, but it was, you know, a pretty huge number. Yeah. And... that movie, the re-release of Abbey Road, all that stuff. Like, Here Comes the Sun already has 4 or 5 million streams, I think. Wow. The new version, and the White Album did the same thing. So anyway, what they did, though, was they broke down the age. The point of the article was young people are driving the Beatles now. Not baby boomers,
cool.
Which, of course, the baby boomers, I'm sure, are buying the physical copies. But as far as streams, and they were saying, you know, what songs they like by age, and I guess Here Comes the Sun is the most popular Beatles song.
Yeah.
Surprised by that.
18 to 24 is Yesterday, and then 25 to 34 it's something else, and 45 to 54, I think it was Norwegian Wood. And, I mean, that's a sign of a great band, when I can't decide what my favorite song is, as opposed to, you know, question mark in the Mysterians, I don't think it's too hard.
Right.
Or even, you know, there's a lot of big bands where, you know, even The Who, most people would say, Bob O'Reilly, You Won't Get Fooled Again.
No, but it's hard to pick.
Who are you? Yeah. Although I would not go with those songs.
Generation.
Yeah, my generation. Yeah, no, The Who has a ton of songs I love. I love the whole Who's Next, Getting in Tune, Going Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Bargain. Bargain's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I like anything Pete sings on.
Yeah.
He has one line in the song, I think.
There's question mark.
In life, one and one don't make two. One and one makes one. And I'm looking for that three.
Hey, speaking of music, I just saw Ted Williams on the TV.
Yeah. Well, he looks weird
Ted
now,
Williams?
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Our Ted Williams?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, not the baseball player. But
you know, Ted,
the man with the golden voice.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. Who's my mom?
Which I think it's a...
They have to recap every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's a really loose connection why Inside Edition found Ted Williams.
I just think that here's the homeless guy with the big voice. I just think any excuse to find Ted Williams.
Which
I'm excited, actually.
To their credit, I'll give it to them because the story's really about a homeless woman who sings opera. And so they're like, well, who can comment on this but Ted Williams?
And what's he? Do they update us on what the hell he's doing?
Who hears it.
I don't know.
A homeless woman singing on the subway.
I'd be annoyed by this.
Range is unmistakable.
Yeah, but this is like the guy at the Tiger game doing opera. Selling hot dogs.
Change things for the better. Here's Les Trent.
She's homeless. She's carrying all her belongings with her, but she has the voice of an angel.
Her clothes look clean, don't they?
Was posted by an LA police officer. Now the entire country
should arrest her.
Who is she?
She looked very homeless to me.
So talented, be Trudy? So destitute
no,
and desperate.
Like, I think it's a scam.
She's like an actress trying to get a gig.
She looks like she just took a shower.
Her name is Emily
That's
Zemarka,
right. Lock her
and her
up.
Story is just as moving as her singing. Here's Jim Murray.
Emily is a classically trained violinist who came here from Russia 28 years ago. She became homeless after she was hit with massive medical bills and took to playing violin on the streets to make ends meet. Then her precious violin, $10,000, was stolen, and she was left with only one instrument, her voice.
And here she is. We ran into Emily today in downtown Los Angeles.
People hear your voice and they say it sounds like an angel.
Wearing an Ed Hardy shirt.
Like this, with this voice since I was a little girl. And I've been selected for festivals when I was in school to be singing and as a soloist. So it was fun.
Can we get a GoFundMe so
Emily is
shouldn't have sing opera
as
people don't want to hear opera?
Sure there is.
On cardboard. Her breathtaking performance on the L.A. subway is taking social media by storm and bringing offers of help.
It's amazing, her voice.
Yeah, it's just,
I love, well, love
fix her up, Gail.
Her. Yeah, really.
Five GoFundMe pages have been set up in her name. A well-known professional violinist tweeted, "Help me find this woman. I want to help her.
Fake.
I have an instrument for her."
Fake.
It's not the first time a homeless person's amazing talent has touched America's hearts. Who can forget the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams?
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
He was discovered on the streets of Columbus, Ohio, and turned his life around, becoming a radio DJ.
Hi, Ted Williams here, and you're watching Inside Edition.
Now, will this Subway
what
soprano
radio is he doing?
A second act?
Yeah, in Ohio.
He is?
Yeah, it's the one he's been at forever. The last, like,
NCI?
Five, 6 years.
Oh, because remember, on the air. Didn't he change stations? And then he was at that one that had
cracked the whip.
Worse equipment than we did.
Yes. I've been talking with his manager for the last couple of weeks.
Let's get him on.
What?
I've been talking with his manager because he's got some new project. I don't even know what it is. And it sounds like he big stuffed me. But,
what?
No, he well, said
let's to trash
him. Up by Ted Williams' manager?
He told me to call back, basically.
That's total BS.
And I forgot to call back.
By the way, when are we going to find out that this
Wait,
homeless...
he's got a Wikipedia page?
Ted, yeah.
Of course
what,
he does.
What is it? What is
he's probably got American radio announcer.
He's probably verified on Twitter by now, too.
He's an American announcer.
12 years.
Radio personality, voiceover, sportscaster, philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Really?
Yeah, to the Ted Williams Fund.
An independent United States presidential candidate. What?
And the voice of?
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese.
MC.
Made with, you know, dot, dot, dot.
2011.
To the Drew and Mike podcast, keep it stiff.
Received widespread media attention when an interview filmed her. Numerous job offers when he found himself working steadily. Co-authored a Golden Voice. He's founder of the Ted Williams Project. Wait, name it after yourself. What Get over that? Yourself. Of course, people never confuse it with the baseball player because he's Ted Williams.
I'm going to make sure that y'all going to get paid.
Mary's peeing behind the Home Depot.
He was hammered off his ass.
Did I
mean to be sober?
Was he banging a chick behind the Home Depot,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Like right near his bathroom?
Yeah, it was his girlfriend.
When are we going to find out that, you know, it's going to happen 2 days from now. We're going to find out. Actually, maybe tomorrow. That this homeless opera singer has a Twitter and she tweeted something racist 10 years ago. And they'll have to cancel it all. There go all their GoFundMes.
His show, The Golden Voice Show, aired, past tense, on the station where he previously worked, WVKO AM, until April 2016.
That's the one, yeah.
As of 2017, he's been a sportscaster for WWGH in Marion. Will you dial up Marion, Ohio, WWGH? Let's call the front desk. He's on the air. Do they have a
Marion?
What if they have a stream? I bet you it's an extremely small station. Yes. WGHFM. Let's see. I'll deep dive on this.
This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you are listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world.
It's a community radio format. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's like 910.
Yeah, boy.
He
could come up here and do a show on 910 easily.
Oh, yeah. Ted should get a job.
They'd hire him in a second.
Sleep in the park.
But he'd have to sell his own commercials.
He could do all of his own commercials, though.
That's true.
I'd be worth it right then.
Oh, man. They just did a show last month. It's What's the Scoop on Poop Radio.
Oh, that sounds great.
Where they have a naturalist come in, and they talk about all this. Look at all these pieces of dung that's on the table.
Why are they
all records of the phone call, especially the official transcript of the call that was produced as it was customary by the White House situation.
Oh, they're talking about that. Okay.
The station is owned by Marion Midget Football. What?
Huh?
Midget football? That's like 8-year-olds, isn't it?
It's also
owned by a midget football.
It's also not a politically correct term. It should be the little people football.
Thank you.
They don't answer their phone either.
Let me check the program schedule here. Maybe Ted Williams is the voice of that midget football team.
Wait, here he does the ID for the FM station too.
Well, what's the FM station?
Let's see.
I'm looking at their schedule.
Come on, Ted.
Hello? I don't see him on their schedule.
Come on, Ted.
I'm worried about Ted.
I couldn't sleep
at all. Oh, it's the same
thing. That's what we just listened to.
Got one more number.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about the other?
Some interesting. They have like 50-minute shifts on this station.
50-minute
shifts. That'd be a pretty cool day, though. You know, 50 minutes.
Hello.
WWG Trio, may I help you? Yes.
Yeah. I was supposed to call Ted Williams for an interview. It's the Drew Mike Show in Detroit. Is he in the house?
I'm sorry.
Is Ted in the house?
No. No.
Does he do a shift there?
Once in a great while.
Ted, where you at?
Oh, because it said he worked at the station.
That's no, weird. Like I say, we get him once in a while, but now he's...
Is he too... Do you think he's gotten a little big for his britches? Maybe he's too big to do a show there?
No, he has, you know, he has other things going on, you know, so we can only get him when he's, you know, when he's available.
In other words, he's too busy. Yeah.
So.
When was the last time he did a show?
When did we have him? Let's see. Oh, Memorial Day.
Was that a pretty big event for the station?
What we did, we did with him, we did a live, it was a bowling event. He came out and bowled against another celebrity, and we videotaped it.
Who was the other celebrity?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's the other celebrity?
It was a local, just a local guy who was on Columbus Radio.
Who?
He was on the Morning Zoo at one time, the other guy that he bowled against.
Wait, it wasn't Wags, was it?
No. He was on a QFM 96.
Oh, I see.
This guy was on WNCI.
Oh, NCI.
Who was it?
He was a character they called Weasel Boy.
Oh,
Weasel Boy.
That, yeah.
Wow. Who did Weasel Boy?
Well, he does a show here also. Weasel does. That's how we had a relationship with him. He's from Marion here, so.
Is it easier to get Weasel Boy to do a show or Ted Williams?
Boy, I don't know. Like I say, it was pretty easy for us with Weasel, you know, because he's local. You know, Ted's
he's not in demand.
Columbus,
he's got less going on.
Yeah, he's not. Ted's very much in demand. I mean, he's the voice of Kraft.
Pepsi,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, he's big time.
Are you doing a show right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Are we on?
Nope.
Oh. Can we go on?
Do you want us to be on?
What are you cranking right now?
Laugh.
We just have a guy doing a public affairs show right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you're just board hopping.
It's not the Scoop on Poop show, is it?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Who is this, by the way?
Oh, this is Terry.
Oh, Terry, hi.
Are you a personality on the station, Terry?
No, I'm one of the managers here at the station.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Put in reverse, Terry!
Well, tell Ted, if you would, that the Drew and Mike show called from Detroit.
Okay.
And
that's your cue.
Hopefully he's not big time.
Listen to him. He's got words to say.
anyway, thank you so much, Terry.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Bye.
See you.
Bye, Terry. Nice
what you doing, Terry?
Very nice man.
Why?
Are you surprised Ted Williams hasn't been canceled yet?
Why? Yes.
Like, I don't know, something popped up in his past, like banging the chick behind Home Depot.
Yeah, like, that was his street origin wife, story. Man.
Street wife.
She's gonna
sleep with some girl blacked out behind the bushes at Kroger.
She's gonna come forward and me too.
Why is the manager answering the phone, by the way?
Awesome. Well, because he's also
running the board.
Yeah.
Board up.
Taking callers and whatever.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
Wow, Ted's really Very.
You're listening to the radio, which means you're either in a rental car or the community room in a nursing home. Up next, another song we've chosen for you.
Ted. That is so mean. Ted on.
Ted is very hard to reach. I guess he's really busy these days.
Oh, man, I like Ted.
No, I like Ted, too. Great, he's always when he came nice.
In. Crack that whip. What was the song he used to play? It's called Nouveau.
Devo. Whip no. It, wasn't it?
No. He played Hang On. Remember when he locked the...
It's local.
Remember when he locked the studio doors?
Yes.
And he put this on repeat?
He got fired for this.
I know. I gotta say, it was worth it.
Blown out! I know, what a ridiculous song to play.
Again, locking the studio doors?
I know.
No one had a key.
I didn't know you could do that. Never
locked.
Been in a studio where they can lock from the inside
locks.
Like that.
That is... Anytime you ever hear somebody does locks the studio door...
Especially to play this. He should have been blackballed from the business.
This is the only song I can play on every one of my daughter's instruments.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Wow. We might need a demonstration of that.
Care to guess which one I play on all my daughter's instruments?
The U of M song. Yes, I went to his house.
Because it's so easy.
Is it a Muse song?
No, you of the Victors.
Yeah, Hail to the Victors. I went over to his house one day, and he showed me on every one of Charlotte's toys how he could play it. Hey, check this toy out.
You only need like six keys.
Check
That's
this
great.
Toy out. This one's Annie's. Check this toy out.
And Brandon, who plays Lean On Me, made fun of him for that.
There's another song I can play. I just can't remember the name of it right now.
Kind of digging this.
Wow.
All right. How about I can't believe you played more than once. did you see Stacey Dash got busted for domestic violence?
Yeah. She's kind of kooky, isn't she?
Yeah, I guess. You know, every time I read about her, it's like, Stacey Dash started Clueless.
That's all she's done.
I know, but isn't that weird when somebody's associated with one movie 25 years ago?
Great movie, though.
It was a good movie.
Love Clueless.
Now I only see her popping in the news because she's
fighting
with
someone.
Well, she's right wing.
Yeah, she supports Trump.
And so I think they use her a lot because, you know, she's an African-American who loves Trump.
But she's also kind of nuts, aside from, you know.
Yeah, I don't really know what has she done besides support Trump and Clueless.
I know, it's funny. So.
I think she has
a talk show.
I think she had, did she have a talk show?
She was on the
How did she even get on television?
She was on the reality TV show Celebrity Circus.
Oh,
why didn't anybody tell me that there was this reality TV show called Celebrity Circus? That sounds great.
I didn't somebody
not aware
tell
of
you.
That.
That's
myself.
True. I've seen that. I've watched that.
2005? Wow. This sounds awesome. I want to watch this
I watched
show.
That. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, guess who else was on it?
Who?
I bet you if you thought about it, you could name some people that were on Celebrity Circus.
Kato Kaelin.
No. God, that's a great guess. I thought you would go with Christopher Knight.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good guess.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh.
Janet Evans. Wee Man from Jackass. Blue Cantrell. Rachel Hunter and Stacey Dash.
Rachel Hunter?
Yeah.
How bored was she?
A lot of time on her
Wait,
hands.
Wait, where is Rachel Hunter now? She divorced Rod, so I thought every...
She's on Celebrity Circus.
I know. I thought every celebrity boner will be pointed at her for the next 10 years, but no, she just kind of quietly went away.
She banged Sean Avery for a while. And then banged Jarrett Stoll?
Oh, she went to hockey, huh?
Wow. Yeah. I guess her kid plays hockey now, too.
Okay.
How young? How much younger is Jarrett Stoll than
13
she?
Years.
Only 13?
Yeah.
That dude was younger than me. I guess not.
She's still super hot?
In this Wikipedia picture from 2008, yeah.
Because he's married to Aaron Andrews now.
Oh, right. He is?
Yeah. Jarrett Stoll.
Did you bloop yourself?
He got in trouble for something.
No, I didn't.
While he was married
he
to her.
He blooped himself.
Brandon?
I did. I blooped myself.
That's good.
I
like
so does he get to, like, eyeball her naked through any...
Oh, that's
Aaron?
Right.
Yeah, that's what turns him on.
Yeah, that would be hot.
So in 2015...
He'd already seen her nude before he went out with her.
So in 2015, I think that he was dating Aaron Andrews, but they had yet been to be wed. He got busted for all this cocaine and ecstasy Vegas.
Oh, he likes to party.
She was very defensive of that.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, because hey, they had been together 3 years by that point. So
Rachel Hunter has a new book coming out. So.
Oh, good.
I can't wait.
Tour of Beauty. Not to be confused with a Tour of Duty. She looks great, though.
She looks fantastic. Is this the one that she was in the video with Rod Stewart as just like a model that was supposed to be in the video, and they started getting it on during the actual filming, and then
I think
her
so.
Home.
And then she had to take him to the hospital.
Bloop.
Okay. I saw it on a Behind the Music, I think.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that in a long time.
I think it might be a good idea to give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek into the intro to this book.
Oh, a sneak peek into Tour of Beauty?
And because it's not just, you know, loads of pretty pictures of where we travel.
No, thanks.
So it's basically Instagram in book form.
I know. How silly.
Hey, she's tall, right? Didn't she come to the studio and she's like gigantic?
Very tall.
Yeah.
Well, she's all right.
Adam Levine is being hit with cultural appropriation. He now is wearing a cornhawk hairstyle, which is cornrows in a mohawk.
Needs a haircut.
He thought the mohawk would somehow overrule the appropriation, but he was wrong.
That's a different cultural appropriation. That'd be cultural appropriation of the Mohawk tribe.
Exactly.
What? Yeah, why does anybody ever call him on that?
First of all, it just looks stupid. Yeah. That to me is my main point.
Yeah.
How does he
constantly one ups himself for being douchey.
He does.
Somehow.
Yeah, taking his shirt off at the Super Bowl.
It's kind of the end for me.
You know why? Because isn't he kind of self deprecating, like in interviews and stuff?
He is, but I think.
On purpose.
I think there's a lot of self love there.
Yeah.
Personal observation.
But he acts like he, you know.
He's kind of likable, though.
I don't know.
He's all yours.
No, thanks. Not that likable. But why is it okay to straighten your hair? If you can't do cornrows
There's Adam Levine singing yesterday.
Because curly hair isn't exclusive to ethnicity. There are a lot of people who have curly hair who are...
But
it's a diverse thing.
I have curly
hair. But black people don't have straight hair.
No.
Well, so why is it okay for them to have straight hair, but it's not okay to like have an afro?
Can a black person wear a mullet?
No, it is weird that I'm just asking.
I don't know the answer.
Have you ever seen a black person in a mullet?
There's banned haircuts now. I mean, come on, doesn't every little girl who goes to the Caribbean on a vacation get her hair cut in cornrows?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I guess you can't do that anymore.
Now they can.
Wait, but that costs the people money who are there going, can I do cornrows? Can I do cornrows?
Oh, my God.
Who are locals and who are very poor.
Still to this day.
And now you can't do that.
Good. I don't have to be bothered by those people on the beach.
Hater.
But I just want to know, why is it okay to straighten your hair if it's not okay to make it afro-y?
That's a good question. You know what? Did you see Hillary and
Chelsea?
Stupid daughter's name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going after Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have a book together, and they were interviewed, and Hillary's...
I'm sure I can't wait to read it. I'm on pins and needles.
Hillary was sort of, you know, like running the interview, but...
Well, yeah.
I'm bad!
Not going to let anybody else talk.
Chelsea was sitting there acting like she was raptly involved with what her mother had to say, and I remember that book and what, Dolly's book, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, Hillary hated having a baby, and she just wanted to get out of the house as fast as she could. Now Chelsea admires her, and she's... her role model. But
it sounded like she was a very cold mother.
I know. I was wondering, though, because Chelsea has really, really, really curly hair.
Yeah.
And it was, like, super long and poker straight. So, you know, she spends, like, $1 zillion getting her hair straightened.
It's
crazy. There's not one review for the book on Amazon.
It's called Gutsy Women. It's about other women, not Hillary.
No, I know, but you know that... Bezos isn't allowed, or whoever. I'm not Bezos, but you know what? Amazon's not allowing reviews.
Okay, what is
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to spend more than 120 seconds on this. At the most, why is her email, is that coming up now again just because Trump is just throwing it out there? Because today there was a story on the Today Show that senior people in the State Department were saying that old emails that they had to or from Hillary, or maybe it was, I don't know which one it was, were becoming classified 10 years after the fact. And they were suggesting that there were going to be some people who may be in danger of losing their jobs over reclassifying her email. I don't know. It's just like, where is this coming from? What's going on?
The State Department has launched an investigation into it.
What difference would that make
I thought
now?
They finished it right before the election,
that's
remember?
Right. Lock her up!
New administration. The FBI did one. Now this is the State Department doing one.
That's a good use of the State Department's time.
I know we...
130 officials have been contacted by the State Department investigators, including employees who reported directly to her.
Hmm. Oh. Well, so they're trying to find a reason to, like... lock her up.
Well, they originally said 110 of her emails out of 30,000 were classified, and now it sounds like there are thousands that are suddenly classified.
Follow the money.
I thought this thing was over like 2 days before the election. Remember?
Yeah.
When they said, it's not over, it's over.
Right, yeah.
And she thinks that's what... she called the election of Donald Trump illegitimate today, by the
Whatever.
Way.
Whatever.
I know.
Go away. Go away. That's the best thing to happen. Would prefer really? To go away. For everybody.
Wait, she won't, though.
For people
though.
On the right, for people on the left, just go away,
and
Clinton.
Chelsea will not stop writing books.
Who would buy either of their books? That's what... It stuns me. I mean...
Love Trump's hate.
Yikes.
The idea that someone is sitting down just stuck in one of their books, Chelsea or Hillary... It frightens me.
You don't want to read?
It really frightens
me. You don't
me.
Want to
I'm
read?
I'm triggered by it.
The Book of Gutsy Women?
No.
What?
Maybe she didn't write it.
When they go low, you go high.
Oh, one thing
Growing
that I
up, I knew hardly any women who worked outside the home. This is the write-up. So I looked to my mother and teachers in the pages of Life
Chelsea.
Magazine. That's Hillary talking.
Oh, it's Hillary?
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
Listen to this line. I just don't believe this line. After learning that Amelia Earhart kept a scrapbook with newspaper articles about successful women in male-dominated jobs, I started a scrapbook of my own. Do you believe that? Do you believe she really started a scrapbook?
Not really. I believe it as much as I believe that Bill Clinton gave his seat up to black people when he was 16 years old.
Yes, that is such a lie. But you can't prove them wrong.
No.
You can't prove those to be... not true.
There's Bill and Hillary, the giant stinking monsters that have come out of the loins of George Soros.
The dangers of coming back to work after a couple days off. I just got the new promotions from Dr. Roche.
Oh. I did not see them all day.
And Botox and Dysport. Buy two areas free. Get a third area free. Maybe that's not new. Buy one syringe of Restylane. Second syringe of Restylane free. $3,500 saline implants. The autumn augmentation special. BBL broadband light. Three treatments. Corrective plus three treatments of photo revelation for only $1,000. Wow, regular $2,300.
Yeah. Wait,
Diva vaginal therapy, one treatment, regular $1,500. Get a free G shot, $1,200 value, and Zerona lose inches, non-invasive.
Nice.
What's that? 11 TXS, $353.
Oh, treatments.
Treatments. Regular $1,600.
I know.
Whoa. Right? Well.
Look sexy in your Halloween costume this year.
248-338-1110.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Now what?
Billie Jean King will be joining Chelsea Clinton and Hillary for the first stop of the Gutsy Women Tour in Brooklyn.
Oh, they're touring?
Tuesday.
The Gutsy Women Tour. Wait, are they selling tickets for this?
I gotta say.
Are people buying tickets to go to this?
I gotta say, look at the picture. Trudy, look at this picture that Hillary.
Oh my God! Wow!
It's Hillary in a full pink pantsuit and Billie Jean King in a full black pantsuit.
Oh,
with both fists forward, going yay, and Hillary Jeez. Laughing.
Wow!
That might have to be our cover with your head on. Yeah.
Oh boy! And to think all these people show up and go, yeah! I swear, I just can't get over that people show up at rallies from politicians.
Chelsea Clinton responded to a Donald Trump tweet. He wrote, "The greatest scam in the history of the American politics." Do you remember when he tweeted that? And she replied with, "Yes, you are."
Oh,
very powerful. I'm sure he saw that.
Sick
very, very
burn.
Powerful.
Ha! Good one.
Well, I'm glad everybody's working towards a better world.
Mitch Albom's working towards a better world. Did you see his story about Rashida Tlaib?
No.
Impeach the MF shirts. That she's selling for $29.
Wear that outfit again.
Mitch is very angry because he feels that if she thinks that Trump is bad, she's sinking to his level. She's becoming like him rather than unlike him.
I think he wrote this for one reason. I'm going to find the paragraph as to why I think he wrote the whole story.
Is it to plug something he's doing?
Kind of.
No, really?
It is kind of weird seeing Rashida Tlaib put out that T-shirt.
Sure.
I could care. It really doesn't bother me one way or the other. But also De Niro on TV going, fuck him. Fuck him.
You know what bothered me? Fuck Trump.
You know
what bothered me about that De Niro interview?
What?
That's like the most animated he's ever been in an interview. He's like the worst interview on night talk shows.
Yeah, when he's talking about stuff you want him to talk about. But he's talking about Trump, and he's really fired up. And, you know, that whole fuck Trump thing on, was that the Tonys? I think it was a Tony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's on CNN in the morning, and he said, what about these people, you know, like, fuck them. Fuck them.
Wow.
He sounds a little nuts, to be honest. I mean, I understand not liking the president. I do, believe me. But I don't just, I guess he doesn't care. He's 74 years old.
And he's Robert De Niro, and he feels like, hey, it's just stop me. Fucking stop me.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of
fuck
criticism
him.
Of you.
Fuck him.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable, so it's not an FCC violation.
Sorry.
But it is still a Sunday morning.
Well,
I do wonder why you choose to go that
let
way.
Let me say something.
Why do you choose to go that way?
We are at a moment in our life, in this country, where this guy is like a gangster.
I agree.
He's come along, and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a terrible situation, and this guy just keeps going on and on and on without being stopped.
Well, I've never heard that viewpoint before. That's pretty powerful.
Here's why I think Mitch wrote the whole article. We should expect our leaders to take a high ground, especially when one of them won't. That's why they were elected, to set examples to show the way.
Okay, stop right there.
Yes.
I do not, I'm not influenced by politicians. They do not set examples for me. They have not for a long, long time.
Right.
I expect nothing of them. When Charles Barkley said, what did he say?
I'm not a role model.
I'm not a role model. Mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly feel like some president or some high politician should have said it at some point because it's a joke. I mean, look at the campaigns. It's all about money, raising money, raising money, raising money, getting reelected. When it comes to these impeachments and these people trading positions over the 21 years because, you know, the person being impeached is from the other party, do they say, you know, I don't care about being reelected. I'm going to do the right thing. No, they don't.
And when they don't want to get reelected, they go become lobbyists who really make the laws.
They'll take money from foreign countries who are lobbying against the United States interests to take money. So I can't believe anyone believes that they are people to take an example from. And if my kids, if I had a bunch of kids and they'll, don't get too worked up.
Mitch's response is, perhaps I can't help feeling this way. I work a lot with children. That's why I think you wrote the whole thing to say that.
Hey, Mitch!
So I think about the moment when, in our proud political anger, we pull out one of Tlaib's t-shirts, march outside, and a kid innocently asks, what does MF mean? The moment isn't worth giving to anyone, not Trump, not Tlaib. We have to live ourselves longer.
I'm from the Free Press.
Hey, I want one of these shirts. Those are my initials.
A kid is going to see impeach the MF, and they're not going to care to go, that's not for me.
Maybe it means Mark Fellhauer.
I've got my phone anyway.
The Mark Fellhauer.
I kind of want one now.
You should.
I was on a plane Sunday, and it was about a 2 hour and 10 minute flight, I think. These two kids, they were probably 6 and 7 around there. They both had iPhones. They were playing games while they were walking down the aisle, while they got squeezed by me to get in the seat, while they're in the seats the entire time from the minute they sat down until we got off the plane. And I watched them as we were getting off. They were still playing games as we walked off the plane. Their parents were sitting behind me.
They didn't break contact with it
once? No, they never stopped playing.
Wow.
And it's so funny to me. There's so much talk about, I'm so worried about his recovery. I'm so worried about her recovery. I'm so worried about, I think he might be an alcoholic. I think she might be addicted to this or that or whatever. I mean, it's reached a point where we don't judge people that harshly for that sort of thing. But, I mean, there's a genuine concern about people being addicted to all these substances, even kids and Adderall and, you know, all these various things. And yet we put iPhones, the most addictive thing ever made by man, in the hands of small children.
I'm with you.
And nobody worries about that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are so addictive. I'm
addictive.
Addicted to one. I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would take rehab to get me off my iPhone.
Yeah,
oh, God. No, thank you.
True.
I am too.
Rehab.
But I always
I don't go to rehab.
I always use the excuse that it's for work purposes. I'm reading. This is basically my newspaper and my magazines.
I usually am.
And yeah, so
yeah. By the way, talk about t-shirts. Did you see Woody Harrelson was wearing a Greta t-shirt at the end of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he thanked her too.
He thanked her.
How dare you?
After he thanked all the other celebrities that actually were on the show, he thanked Greta.
Thanks, Greta.
She's being accused of plagiarizing some 12-year-old, 12-year-old from the 90s who addressed the UN. And I listened to it, and I really didn't think it was direct plagiarism. I kept listening for, "How dare you?" And I never heard, "How dare you?"
A 12-year-old from the 90s?
It was similar speech.
How dare you?
But not.
Man, how disenfranchised is that 12-year-old today?
Well, that 12-year-old back then,
whoever that 12-year-old
was,
is
saying a lot of the same things, but
science now. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, nobody, I mean, it, I didn't see it as direct plagiarism.
Oh, she endorsed this death metal song of her.
My message is that we'll be watching you. How dare you?
I should be up here. I should be back in school.
I should be back in school.
Weird. I listened to a 30-minute podcast about her and her history and stuff. And the most annoying thing was how to, I know, it was
sorry,
kind of
sorry.
I was driving. No, you're right. It's probably boring. But the most annoying thing was how the guy was pronouncing her name with the Swedish accent.
Oh,
Britt Thunberg. But the interesting thing is, she was 9 years old when she found out that climate change is real and all that, and she became so obsessed with it. By the age of 11, she fell into a deep spiral of depression. That's when she was diagnosed with Asperger's, obsessive compulsion disorder. There's another one too, and her father had to sit bedside with her and nurse her back to health, which is, you know, a sad story, and it's kind of nice that he did that.
So he left the workplace?
I guess. Well, she leaves school, so maybe try to.
That's true. Yeah, maybe they give him every Friday off. To make sure she's okay at the protest.
That part's fine, but then I'm like, why would he push her forward? Why would he allow her to do all this now? It's going to send her to a deeper spiral.
I'm really amazed that anyone watching that is not upset that a 16-year-old is being put in that position, and also that she seems legitimately unnerved. I mean, she seems really upset about what's going on in the world. I mean, she should be living like a 16-year-old and having some fun. That's just not healthy.
I mean,
she's not that fucking smart. I hate to tell anybody that, but she's not. She's not Einstein, okay? There are a lot of people who realize that the climate has a problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people know that.
Right. How dare you?
A lot of people are angry about it. I don't think we need a 16-year-old to tell us. I mean, I think a lot of adults really understand this and can would hopefully be able to express it in a way that it might even get people on board.
I feel like
to do things that didn't get people on board, and it honestly made me concerned. I'm really concerned about her. I've been sleeping.
I feel like
that's not healthy. That's not good.
She's one of those kids or Mitch Albom that thinks that these leaders are going to do something, and you know that she looks to them for leadership, like Mitch said. When in reality, shouldn't she be asking like the multi-billionaires of the world to fix the problem?
Yeah, because that'd be nice.
Governments are going to do shit.
Couldn't
they? They never have, and they never will.
You know, the day that Oprah went on and explained that she almost died of, what was it, pneumonia? And I don't believe that, because there's no way Oprah could almost die, right?
No, we would know. We would be told.
She has like 10 doctors who live in the room.
We would be told to pray by many people.
And B, I mean, can't she, because she's saying everybody should get a flu shot, couldn't she fund like a shitload of people's health care?
Yes, she could.
I know,
instead of trying to, dramatically pretend like she has pneumonia and then warn people.
I don't want to come down too hard on Oprah. She's been less bossy than she can be.
I don't.
She hasn't been bossy in a while.
I don't really mean to make fun of her, but I feel like that there's no way Oprah could have almost died of pneumonia.
This is Oprah's minge.
I was very doubtful. we were talking about the phone a minute ago because these kids on my plane, by the way, their parents never spoke to them the whole flight.
Oh,
they just played.
They just got done with a vacation with them. Who wants to talk to them?
I don't know where they were, but anyway, the story came out today about millennials and phones.
Oh, great.
And not just about phones, but millennials only have 7 hours a week to relax.
Well, that's because they're busy doing their experiences.
Well,
stop trying to experience everything, and then you can relax.
Do you mean to tell me that millennials don't have any time on their phones they could give up to maybe relax instead of being on their phones?
No. It's too competitive.
I think it's a fake story, just clickbait. Personally, it was one they were like, we haven't had done a millennial story in like 3 days. What should we do?
10% struggle to go 10 minutes without checking their phones.
That sounds like it.
You know
what?
I always do.
I do too. 9 in 10 open their phone knowing they have no new messages just to look at the screen.
What?
Not me. I just look for the icon.
62% of millennials say modern life is stressful. And 46% said they wish iPhones hadn't been invented.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know if I believe that. I
don't believe that at all.
And 1/3 said they're uncomfortable when they don't have any work to do.
Oh, my God. Well, make work to do then, Jesus.
I don't believe that.
Maybe if you know how to fix something in your house or...
I don't know. Do millennials work a lot harder than the rest of us?
Apparently. They tell you they do.
Do they work any less?
Yeah. Totally.
I would think they'd be just like most people.
I think they are. I think that they're not as different than the other generations.
That life is a lot more impossible for their particular group than any other group. But other than that,
I will say I do think millennials work a hell of a lot more than us Gen Xers.
That's possible.
You know, we just gave up a long time ago.
I'm a hard worker.
What? I know, you're a millennial. You work way more than
I work when it comes to my account. What? How could you gamble on my account without it being
Drew,
a lock?
Trust me, there's going to be a couple other bets that I made. They're going to make all that money back and then some.
How far down is the account?
It's just a couple $100 down.
A couple $100?
There's only a couple $100.
It was just a couple bets.
But those bets are just sitting there waiting to finish certain seasons. I'm telling you.
What locks are there besides the guy with the pulled hamstring?
Oh, Devin Singletary. There's Devin.
By the way, that injury sounds a lot worse than.
Yeah,
shut up, Mark.
Hasn't played in 2 weeks. They said he was day to day.
All he needs is 200 yards.
Yeah, this year though.
For the entire year.
I just don't know that many people going, "Oh my God, that Devin Singletary bet's a lock."
Thought it was. Then he got injured.
It looked good after the first week. I have to admit.
I think I also got one on Kyler Murray's running yards. I took the under.
What's the amount?
He hasn't been running, so that's a lock. I can't recall.
Well, he could get hurt and be even better.
Just like
I don't want to wish for Kyler Murray to get hurt, but anybody watching, paying attention to the Amber Geiger trial?
Yeah, that's a weird trial.
Cersei Shishel thought she's an ugly crier.
Yeah.
She was crying hard on the stand.
She also cries at the drop of a hat.
I know. She cried a lot.
Keep it together.
It was not a good look.
She's another person. If she hadn't been on her phone that night, would she have walked into the wrong place?
Probably. That's true.
Well, she wasn't so horny.
Yes, that too would distracted her.
I hate to down her for that.
No, I know. Just go get off already.
That story sucks.
That story's the worst.
It is the shittiest story. And you know what? Honestly, I don't want her to, you know, I never in a million years said, oh, she should just be let go. It was a mistake. No, she has to be punished.
Yeah.
But I don't. Well, I hear the prosecution saying certain things and I go, oh, come on. That's a little dramatic.
Can I ask you a serious question? What are the charges exactly? Is it manslaughter?
I think it's manslaughter.
Well, okay. She clearly manslaughtered him. She was not paying attention. She fired a gun at killed somebody.
Yeah, no, I thought it was open and shut.
I
would have think they would have offered a plea and they would have taken it.
Yeah.
Not going to get it off.
I feel bad for her.
And her argument is isn't that kind of a lame argument? Oh, all the doors look the same and they're broken.
She was standing her ground.
I kind of believe that's what happened. I mean, it seems dumb, but I mean, have you ever taken an elevator to the wrong floor and tried to get in a hotel room?
I don't know. I haven't been to the place.
Did you look at the place, though? It's the same. I mean,
the red mat.
I agree. The red mat was.
I guess the question is, if you walked into a hotel room and there was a black guy sitting there watching TV eating ice cream, would you go, oh, I'm in the wrong place? Or would you shoot at him?
Well, I wouldn't shoot at him because I don't have a gun.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to tell you, I would not be.
It's just not me. Maybe
if I did have
her.
A gun, I would not be that inclined to shoot someone
exactly.
right away
that's
when
point.
I walked in. I'd probably walk out and shut the door.
Have you ever walked into a hotel room that was supposed to be your room and
yes.
other people were in there?
Yes.
Me too. And I didn't shoot them.
I didn't shoot them either.
And it was the room I was supposed to be going to.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that the one, Drew, where you walked in and they didn't even really want to leave? It was your room?
Yes.
Share the room?
That happened. That did happen.
But have you ever walked into your house? And not knowing it was your house because
your house is different,
it seems very familiar in certain ways to you. And walking into somebody else's house, it feels and it
Come
smells.
On, your
different.
House sucks.
Yeah, I would think you'd notice right away that something was weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in an apartment.
That's right. Lock her up.
The other police case that was interesting, I don't think we ever really talked about it, was the guy who had the KKK application on his wall.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
And. He, you know, the guy that walked in and noticed that, by the way, had a run-in with this cop. A
couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, which
one,
is so,
one
it's
where
like,
he arrested his wife.
Why does there have to always be more to the story? Why can't there ever just be, yeah, this stranger just wandered into his open house and saw all this stuff and saw that he was a cop and reported it. It's like, oh, it has to be someone he had a run-in with, so it looks like the guy, you know, is making stuff up or something. Well, no, he did have a KKK application from the 1920s, I guess, and he
in
had
his archives room.
He had Confederate flags.
He said it was his archives room.
He had Confederate flag,
hot plate,
hot plate, and silverware. I believe.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But he's
what?
A
Where do you get that?
Can't see.
Proved, and they believed it that he had a Dukes of Hazzard collection.
He was a Dukes of Hazzard fan. He went to the Dukes of Hazzard fest. Which I, my only thing about that is because I love that show. But then again, I was six when it was out, and I kind of grew out of it.
Anyway,
still a fan now.
He did resign, although they sounded like they cleared him more or less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean that's kind of weird. You know, it reminded me of something that happened to me recently. The fact that you have an open house to sell your house, someone comes in and says, "You can't be trusted. Get that guy off the force," and he resigned.
Yeah.
Or was he fired or did he resign?
I thought he resigned.
Yeah, and a bunch of people, you know, said he did all the stuff, but I read the story today and they said he had commendations out the ass. He was involved in a couple shootings, but they were justified.
He had didn't he have an unjustified macing or something? I mean, but I don't know how common
there was a lot
that,
in the story that was
I couldn't
that
believe there's a
up.
400-page report on this.
I know. It's completely insane. Based on someone going to an open house, not his actions as a policeman, someone going to an open house, and then they act like, oh, yeah, we did all this and this and this and this. Get him out of here. When the fact of the matter is, no one said that before this guy walked into his open house. Mm-hmm. Well, it reminded me of the Oakland County person coming to my door, both dogs barking at her and going, do you have any dogs?
No.
Yeah. Are they registered? Well, I got them registered, I think, about 10 days later.
What
would
have happened if you would have said, no, I don't have any dogs?
I don't know. The bottom line is I'm facing a $400 fine
what?
Right now. Yes.
Why? You got the license.
Oh.
Well, Mags died, and I missed the summons. I got a summons, apparently, and I
what? For
ignored
that?
It. I know. Can you believe? They walked up to my door and said, are you violating the law?
Yeah.
I mean, the dogs were barking at her. What could I say?
It was entrapment.
Yeah, it was entrapment.
It was entrapment.
No.
And Layla played into it.
Huh. Nice going, Layla.
what's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what the deal is with this guy.
Well,
I mean,
like prison food and penis.
Is he truly a racist? Do we know? I mean, just the whole thing is
Dukes
just so
a Hazzard
weird.
Fan.
Well, does it matter outside of what his record is, I guess?
Yes, his
question.
Record
is
should
he,
matter.
Well, he's
is
employed
he,
by the public,
was,
I think is the thought there.
Right.
But he, was,
but
an, he
I,
was an employee in good standing until that guy walked into his house
I
at an open
house. I object to his choice of art, though. I, think
I do,
that,
too.
Yeah.
No,
has anybody
stupid.
Has anybody checked his Twitter
but,
from when
okay,
he was 16?
Okay, who, let me ask you this. Who sold him all the Confederate flag stuff? And are they fired?
They don't work.
Shouldn't they be fired?
They don't work for the public.
Is it possible
well,
to
we
be
don't
a
know
collector?
That.
Is it
they do it on the side?
Is it possible to be a collector of
Klan memorabilia?
Well, let me just put it this way:
people collect Nazi stuff.
Yeah, say you're
Ace Frehley had Nazi stuff, and Kiss sold lots of records.
Say you're a huge World War II nut. Are you able to be a collector of any Nazi memorabilia? Say you're a huge Civil War nut. Are you allowed to be a collector of Confederate memorabilia?
I
you're allowed
you
to
were.
If you like the losing side, sure, yeah.
Well, I mean, this, I don't
doesn't
to
seem
be
that.
Side,
yeah, if it's so bad that you can no longer serve the public because you have memorabilia from the Confederate or Dukes of Hazzard. What I don't even know if I believe that. Although he is. He apparently is a big Dukes of Hazzard fan. I mean, that's a real thing. Whether it's the reason, I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to know. Why am I talking about this? But, I mean, it should be all for one and one for all. Either it's illegal to do it, or it's so bad that anyone who has that should be fired, not just a police officer or someone who works for the government.
Well, no. I mean, that's a freedom of speech thing, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like. Is this really happening to this guy? Can he never be hired again? Like, is he done? Is he canceled?
I guess there's a difference, too, if he resigned versus fired.
Well, I guess they were going to fire him. Or did they fire him? Maybe they did fire him. I can't remember.
The question is, is he still selling his house? And does he still have that clan
app? What else is in this archive
fired.
Room?
He was definitely fired because he filed a grievance.
He was fired. You're right.
He'll probably win.
I don't know.
I didn't read the full 400-page report. Did he produce any evidence of being a Dukes of Hazzard fan, like a picture with him and Catherine Bach?
I didn't hear anything about that.
John Schneider.
I was very skeptical until I heard he went to the convention, and then I thought he was an idiot.
Do you think he went to the General Lee jump at Autorama?
Remember, for sure.
Probably.
Which is no longer allowed to happen.
No.
It shouldn't have happened.
They lied!
That's why. It's not because of the Confederate flag. It's because they said, oh, yeah, we'll take the Confederate flag off. Psych.
They thought people would be so fired up to see it.
Speaking of police,
they forget about it.
Speaking of police officers, Drew, here's that story you were talking about before the show.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know there was actual video of it.
Yes. This guy is accepting Officer of the Month, and a city commissioner decides to go up and tell him that you're an asshole because you arrested me four years ago.
He steals his thunder, really.
Why? Now, my question was when I saw this, just pause for a second.
Yeah.
Is there no tact left in the world? Okay, he's Officer of the Month because of something involving a gang member. Something good that he did. Is this really the time someone has to take a microphone at this event and tell him, no, you're a fucking weasel, and you arrested me 4 years ago, and you had no reason to, and fuck you.
Under the rule, if it's not all about you, sweetheart, no, that guy's...
Shouldn't this be handled in some other way, or is this really the right thing to do? Anyway, yeah, play the story. Well,
it sounds like he was triggered, and he couldn't just help himself.
He's got the microphone. I want to see this.
Was honored by the city council. One of the council members stepped forward and accused the cop
podcast,
of wrongfully
Norville.
Arresting him before he became an elected official.
A jaw-dropping moment at what started as a routine city council ceremony.
Watch everyone's faces, by the way.
These deputy sheriffs were being honored in Tamarack, Florida. Among them, Joshua Gallardo, who was named Deputy of the Month.
Deputy of the Month.
Gallardo stood proudly holding his certificate in the group photo. But what came next took everyone by surprise.
I would like to make a comment.
A city commissioner, Mike Gellin, took the microphone and called the deputy back.
Joshua Gallardo?
It's my line.
Can you come down for a second?
Gallardo is completely blindsided by what happens next.
Oh, you probably don't remember me, but you're the police officer who falsely arrested me 4 years ago. You lied on the police report. I believe you're a rogue police officer, you're a bad police officer, and you don't deserve to
be here.
Because
of the one incident
Gallardo's reaction, he gives an awkward thumbs up and walks away. The chamber is stunned into silence. The mayor quickly takes the mic.
We appreciate, as a whole, BSO and everything that you do for us.
The commissioner and the cop first encountered each other in 2015 when police were called to break up a fight. The commissioner, who had not yet been elected to public office, was videotaping the fight and ended up being charged with resisting arrest. The charges were dropped when video established he had done nothing wrong. Gellin admits he could have handled the situation differently, but said in a statement, I was profoundly affected by my wrongful arrest. I had a flashback and a flood of emotions came to me at the meeting, and so I spoke up.
You don't deserve to be here.
It's not clear if Commissioner Gellin knew in advance that the officer who had arrested him would be among the group being honored.
It's amazing that people think this sort of thing is okay to do. I mean, this stuff didn't used to happen, but everyone thinks, you know, you just everyone has a voice. Everyone should have a voice all times, anytime, anywhere.
And this is the voice inside that councilman's head.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Not only that, he completely embarrassed all the police there.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You call them a rogue police officer.
That's kind of how people treat police these days. They're all shit, you know, unless you need them. If you need them, you call them. Well, and then they're great.
That's one idiot.
Hasn't he saved other people's lives? I mean, does this guy mean to say that his service means nothing because of that one thing, that one misunderstanding?
Well, that one thing was a little more complicated than that commissioner made it sound, but... God forbid we.
At least it wasn't awkward or anything.
No, it wasn't. It was. It's funny. Was the officer was like, "Yeah, right, sure, I'm a rogue officer. Yeah, thumbs up to you." He was like, he was really a fuck you back.
That was great.
And he walked away. He saw the guy reaching for the microphone, and he walked away. He didn't look like he had a concern in the world. I don't even know. He probably must have known who he was.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Well, isn't it nice? All right, so let's see. We're back at work and. Please like us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or any of those places that we don't get a lot of activity. It seems like we get a ton on iTunes. I wonder what percentage of people listen to us on iTunes.
I'd probably
put it at like 35% or 40%.
What?
No, that's iPhones? All?
Yeah.
No, iOS is way higher than that.
You're talking about in terms of iTunes?
No, on our listen to our show, of our audience, what percentage listens to our show on an iPhone?
Right, but they could have an iPhone and listen through a different medium. They
sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be iTunes. I just meant, as far as iTunes, I don't know.
Because I'd call that just 50-50. I think right now it's 50% of the people have iPhones, the other 50% have droids.
Yeah, there's a lot of droids in the podcast world. I'm not sure why. I guess I assume more people have iPhones than do, because I sit next to six-year-olds with iPhones on the plane.
So, maybe they were listening to the podcast. You should show them how to download the podcast.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
I hope they're not too depressed when they realize they have no chance to relax because of their iPhones. Some of those places like Spotify, Stitcher, if there's a place to give us a review, it's always appreciated. And, of course, the Amazon portal is available for all your Amazon purchases. Your Halloween costumes, your Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I put my Halloween costume on your favorite things, too, on Drew's favorite
things. You did? Oh, cool. And
it's also on the website if anybody wants to be a pink unicorn.
People were banging the donate bar this month, too, which was, yes, we hadn't talked helpful. About it in so long, and it was much appreciated, let me tell you.
Thank you.
And I guess get us out of here, Brandon. I don't think of anything else. T3 weekend was exciting. It was T3 plus AB. Alan.
Nice.
Who has man on fire. This thing where his foot just heats up to these extraordinary temperatures.
What?
And it's terribly painful.
It sounds like an X-File.
It's really, really difficult. And, you know, he has to put ice in his socks sometimes if he's out and about because his temperature's not controlled. Yeah, he has problems with low temperatures and high temperatures, and in between certain temperature.
Is he a woman?
No, he's not a woman. Very much not.
Sorry.
I think he would laugh. I hope he would laugh at that. He has a good sense of humor. But anyway, we even talked about, you know, could they amputate your foot? No, it just moves up your leg if you do that.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's
awful. I've never heard of this. What's it called?
You can, man on fire. You can't
like
even
a Denzel
the,
movie.
Denzel
remember?
Washington movie?
You can't even go to the emergency room because they don't know shit about it. So few people have it. No, because they'll suggest something that you know will make it worse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's really, really tricky. But he had a great weekend, and he thought maybe endorphins were helping because we were having such a great time.
Aww.
I hope that's it. But then again, I I'm just amazed at... When I feel sorry for myself, I go, oh, my God, look at what...
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the Steve Gleason documentary on his ALS, and it's like, yeah. Some people have it a lot tougher, and he's sucking it up, and it was great to see him and Johnny and Alec and the trio, of course. So, have a good one, everybody.
Dweller H.
Tory and the Etonites. Oh no. Chicken tikka with a side dish of peeler ice. Oh no. I can smell a curry Indian tonight. Oh no. Uh-oh. There's an Indian near to my local. I could certainly recommend for constipational worries. The curries will lend you a hand. Well, I've been unwell with a bad tummy ache. It's something that I've got to shift. So you can open that tin, put some more powder in. I'm going to lift off tonight. I can feel a curry in the air tonight. Oh no. Chicken tikka with a side dish of peeler ice. Oh no. I can smell a curry in the air tonight. Oh no. The biryani makes me scared to strike a light. Oh no. Oh oh. Well, I'm regretting this curry. In fact, I'm starting to fret. This is the hottest, the strongest I've ever had. Well, I don't know the recipe that makes Madras so hot, 'cause it goes through me. It's the gas that I know, and the strain as it grows. I run to the lavatory, and I can feel a curry in the air tonight. Oh no. Chicken tikka with a side dish of peeler ice. Oh no.
Is that a fart?